Hey man, this is Dalvin. If you're not listening to Not That Serious Podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud, you're really bugging.
Now I'm checking in for another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast. If you haven't checked it out, I really don't know what you're doing with your life.
Hey yo, it's Mina. Check out Not That Serious Podcast with my boy LZ and Big Mike, the realest motherfucking podcast ever.
Yo, it's your boy Shay, and I'm fucking with the Not That Serious Podcast where niggas wear silk daddies even if they got bald heads.
Everybody,
yo,
what's going
on?
We back.
Yeah, man.
What's going on, everybody? You already know what it is.
Yeah.
It's another week.
Yes, it is.
And that means it's another episode of the greatest fucking podcast in human existence.
Yeah, yeah.
Not That Serious. It's Big Mike.
It's LZ.
And we're just episode 53. 53.
I forget because
52 we talked about Ray Lewis.
Yeah, we did.
But it might be,
you know what, it is 52 because we were almost done. We were halfway through the fucking episode and the mic kept cutting off.
Yes,
this is 52.
Yes,
we never even put the shit out.
So all right, so
you're getting that new Krennic right here.
Let's start off with an explanation. No episode last week. I know you guys are tired of hearing that, but we didn't have one because, as LZ just explained, we were halfway through the damn thing.
Yep.
And, you know, our microphones, not even our microphones, our laptop that we're not using, that we are using that we're borrowing.
Yeah.
You know, it's what we got right now, but it conked out on us midway through, and it just, it was not, like, accepting the... Like, the microphones, the USB microphones are just too much for it, I guess.
I don't know. Sometimes, like, we'll be recording and then one mic will just go out.
Yeah, one will just conk out.
I don't know. And it only does it randomly. We don't know why. But this is what we're dealing with at the moment until we decide that we want to be in a studio every week. So
here we basically, are. But no, there is a bright side. I can't promise. But I believe I will be coming into a new laptop by the end of the week. By next week, I should be coming into a new laptop. So hopefully this will change. That means it'll mean a number of things for the podcast, which means more recording.
Yep.
There will be
Probably more editing.
More editing, more multimedia options as far as flyers, digital flyers, videos, different types of content. Things will be a little more smoother now that we have a consistent, you know, operating, you know, computer to work on. So,
all that good stuff, man.
Please bear with us. It's not permanent. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to the listeners, old listeners, new listeners. Mm-hmm. Is this your first episode you ever hearing right now? If somebody told you about us, make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. And, you know, this is how we're going to keep this shit rocking.
Yeah, yeah.
And how you been, LZ?
I'm chilling, man. I got a little bit of a cold on some bullshit, but it doesn't matter because next week I am going to the Dominican Republic.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
Whatever's going on this week doesn't fucking matter because next week I'm going to be on the beach.
Don't be sick on vacation.
I know. That's why, yo.
That like, fucking suck.
Nigga, like, I don't usually take, like, cold medicines, but today I took NyQuil. I'm sorry, not NyQuil. DayQuil. I bought, like, the double pack, so it's the NyQuil and the DayQuil.
You better start taking meth.
Yeah, right? Just start snorting really lines.
That'll really clear your sinuses.
Pretty sure they never catch colds. But I took like the DayQuil with the big pills.
Oh,
you ever took those? Those
just
actually work.
The DayQuil pills, yeah.
Nigga, I had no symptoms all day. So I'm going to take a NyQuil one and then see how far that gets me. But I'm doing a lot better than I was at the beginning.
At night is when you go real old school. You do the Vicks on your chest.
Oh, yeah. I do. Yes. Shit. Waking up with a nose full of boogies.
Yeah.
Ain't shit change.
All kicked up in there. Real nice.
Yeah, real kicked up like. Yeah. But I was breathing like a motherfucker during the night. But but that's where I'm at right now. I think I'm like second week at the new job. I work at a gym now. Shit's cool. Got some DJing shit this weekend. That's about it, though.
That's so funny because you mentioned being sick. Because at my job, like, literally everybody, it's been a sickness going around my job.
It's not just your job. It's Jersey. It's this whole area. There's a lot of people that are sick right now. Yeah.
Yo, like, it's been going around my job. Like, everybody has been hit with the sickness. Mm-hmm. Except me and my one other coworker. It's like,
it's coming.
I work in a small office, but still, like, every other person has been sick. And it's like, it's hard when you're in a small space and you're surrounded by a limited people and you try to avoid being sick because you got to interact with these motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah. It's coming.
And, you know, I'm like, yo, get away from me, dog.
Like the episode of, remember Bernie Mac when Baby Girl was sick?
Yes.
And she sneezed on the cake and it was like, cake got it.
He almost made it.
almost made it out there.
I'd be feeling so bad for them, like, on them episodes, like Uncle, like Bernie Mac, all you wanted to do was go to Vegas.
That's all he wanted to do.
Gamble. Y'all couldn't stay out of his way for a week,
nope.
So he could go to fucking Vegas as he pays all the bills.
All the bills.
And then the other one, you ever seen My Wife and Kids? The one where he just all he wanted to do was see LeBron's first game.
Yeah.
All he wanted to do,
and he got LeBron sick, and he couldn't play.
LeBron sick. That's the worst. He made it.
Or was it LeBron or Kobe?
It was LeBron.
Was it LeBron?
It was LeBron. It was like the Phenom?
Excuse me.
And it was at the Knicks game. Yep. He made it to the promised land.
To the game. He shook LeBron's hand.
He made LeBron sick.
He sneezed on his own hand and then shook LeBron's hand, and LeBron was out for the game.
First of all, that's the quickest onset of the flu I've ever seen in my life. Pre-game, that's what, 45 minutes to an hour? Yeah, just about. You went from perfectly healthy horseback LeBron to motherfucking, you're incapacitated and can't bounce the ball no more.
You can't even have a flu game.
You couldn't have a flu game, you silly bitch. That's why I can't be my fucking goat.
Hey, man. You want to talk about him first right now?
But, that's so funny, like, mentioning though, I just want to go on a quick tangent. Like, now that I get older, the way I watch these shows, like My Wife and Kids and Bernie Mac and all them types.
I watch it
way different now.
Yeah, you should just be funny. Like, oh, they're so crazy,
bro. I'd be like, yo, kids are shitty.
Kids are fucking terrible.
Now that I have bills and shit and things I pay, like, bro, this motherfucker, like Bernie Mac, this nigga, he didn't know y'all 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And he took you little bastards in.
Yep, from his crackhead ass sister.
Your mama was a crack whore.
A fiend.
A fiend. A fund. An addict. In Detroit.
Yeah. Oh, no. Chicago. Same thing.
You know what I mean? Well, from Iraq, Iran.
Yeah.
Same shit.
So bad.
The same degrees.
Yep.
It took you to sunny California.
Yeah.
Everybody got their own room.
Yeah.
And you niggas still...
Private school.
You
ungrateful. Y'all niggas got bitches. The nerve to be asking for shit every day.
Y'all couldn't stay out of his way so he could go to Vegas for the weekend. He wasn't abandoning y'all. He was going away
for the weekend.
Saturday, Sunday. He's going to be back Sunday night, probably.
Sunday evening.
To take your little,
a 2 o'clock flight.
Take your little ungrateful ass to school on Monday. The private school he paid for, by the way.
Oh, man.
He can't go gamble. Man, fuck kid. Fuck all kids and all these shows.
Oh, my God. Nah, Bernie Mac, that was my show, bro.
Yeah, that was just shit. I used to have a whole routine watching that show, like, because I used to take guitar lessons.
Really? Things I never knew.
I could have swore I told you that shit.
Who you playing? You playing the bass?
See, why all niggas gotta play bass? No. I was playing the regular lead guitar.
It was lead guitar?
Yeah, nigga. Listen,
man. Big niggas play two instruments, the bass and the tuba.
And the drums.
Drums.
It's a tuba thing, shorty. That shit. I don't know if we'll watch that movie again. That's a great movie.
It's
a tuba thing, shorty.
It's a tuba thing, shorty. I gotta watch that again. Yo, speaking of drums,
Do the drum line, real quick. I'm sorry. Finest dyke I ever seen in my life.
Was she really even a dyke?
Well, she was a tomboy.
Okay.
That girl came out. When she came out the bag and hit up on my boy,
oh, yeah.
I was like, you are sexy than them. You're kind of sexier than the lead chick, honestly. Oh, yeah.
That shit was pretty hot.
I was like, that's was pretty, nice. It's pretty hot.
It was nice.
What were you about to say?
Did you see how they talking about the new emojis? Like, and they had like the pension emoji and shit like that.
Yeah, this is about to be a motherfucking.
Yeah, it's gonna be bad out here.
Gender war central.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of body shaming.
Cause it's that shit, and then there's the one where it's the woman on her knees.
Woman on her knees. Yeah. Mm. There's a couple other ones. There was one that was like, there's a new yawning emoji that's coming out. And the nigga was like, I can't wait for somebody to type a paragraph. But no, the girl put like, it was like something with the pension emoji or whatever. And she's talking about how the nigga saying like, how I got money, I got a job, how don't I have, you know, why am I so single? And she put like the little pension emoji.
Yeah.
And then the dude quoted it and he said, still beat. But instead of saying beat, he put like the snare drum. That shit was hilarious to me.
Oh,
a little
great
snare drum with the drumsticks.
Yeah,
that's
so funny. Yo, hilarious. Women can never escape that. And I love how they
you
try
really
to,
can't.
You love how they try to like work their way out of this
still
beat.
Yeah, they try to finagle.
You can't beat it, baby.
You can't swim out of that.
It's a trump card. Mm-hmm. You can't, nigga. It's like Exodia and Yu-Gi-Oh, nigga.
Big Joker.
Nigga, once all them five cards come out, game over, baby. It's over.
It's a blue eyes white dragon
it's
right
the
there.
Motherfucking,
you can't do nigga, shit about
polymerization,
this.
Polymerization, nigga. I made the motherfucking the three of them. When they put the three of the blue eyes together, bitch, it's
you
over.
You
over.
Can't do nothing about it.
Nigga, your life points is at zero. Kaiba.
Kaiba.
Seto Kaiba face ass bitch.
Oh my
god. Oh goodness. Man. Oh my god. What was I saying about that? Oh, that reminds you know how. Y'all heard about that Lori Harvey chick?
Oh, Steve Harvey's daughter.
That's Steve Harvey's daughter?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. That's why it was such a big deal.
That's why it's because
yeah.
Steve Harvey's daughter
is a whore. It throws you off because she doesn't have a mustache, but yeah, that's his daughter.
So think like a man's daughter is a hoe.
That's
in
the
streets.
They're saying she's not really a hoe, though. I don't think she really is. I wouldn't consider her a hoe. You think she's a hoe?
Yes.
I don't know, man.
Or hold on, let me stop. Let me pull it back before I lose our female audience.
Mm-hmm.
She's sexually liberated.
Sexually liberated.
And they, you know, they making a big, oh my god. She's leaving one rapper for another rapper. Get him, sis.
Yeah,
let him know, sis.
Yeah, when they say it like that, it's annoying. But at the same time, I'm like, she really ain't doing nothing different than what
she's just taking dick.
A lot of these niggas do.
She's getting her ass smacked and getting.
But you know the thing.
She's waiting for a hot rag like the rest of y'all.
You know the thing. You know the thing about it though. Like whenever you see stories like that about, you know, such and such dating such and such, or somebody's with somebody else and they left such and such. Like nobody really knows if that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just a story.
Yeah, it's all of it is speculative.
A lot of it is fake, mm-hmm. And a lot of it doesn't hold any weight. So, like, one day they'll take a picture with somebody, and the next day they'll take a picture with somebody else, and they'll be like, oh, they left such and such for such and such.
But they caught this shorty. This chick was ducking.
Really?
I forgot who she was. I think she was a Trey Songz. And the bitch is ducking like...
Oh, wow.
Like, she had a family.
Damn.
Like, she had a family at home.
That's the girl that Trey Songz was just with?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's why they're saying he got his heart broken like by 22
years. Shorty made a round. She was with Trey Songz.
I knew she was
Diddy's with... son.
She was
Future.
With... She was with Future?
Future, yes.
Wow. I know she was with the one Formula One driver, the only nigga that drives Formula One. He's fucking rich. I forget his name. It's like something Hamilton. He got bread.
Yeah, like, so she's around, so.
Yeah.
I mean, shout out to you, little bitch. I mean.
Little bitch. Well, I mean. I mean, sounds whatever. Like she really just out here living her best life.
Yeah, man.
I mean,
I hate when women live their best lives. Though.
You do? You don't like that shit?
I don't like
you
that.
You like, what's his name for fucking, I don't like that shit.
I don't like that shit.
I don't like that shit at all.
I don't like them living good lives. I like them
Struggling
and they don't have
sad and pregnant.
They don't have closure. Like, that's why I still watch Maury, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I like when the bitches don't know who the father is.
You like when the niggas on the stage?
I like when they do that run back crying. And then the dude just Millie Rock because he know he got a free raw nut off.
Niggas in the
with
back.
No consequences.
Oh,
I didn't know who was going to be Maury.
And Maury's like rubbing her back like, well, do you want us to test the other seven niggas? No.
Let's do names A through K this time.
Well, what about Nashawn and Deshaun? Do you know anything?
Nashawn and Deshaun, they're brothers. It could be either or.
Could be.
Yeah, I don't like when they have closure and they can move on forward. Like, I like when you bottle up all that trauma. You're not mad at me. You're mad at your dad.
Mad at your dad.
You just live closer to their uncle than their father. Mm. Yeah, whatever.
Lord have mercy.
Send a text to me. I don't know. Send all complaints to at DJELZ.
Don't send me a damn thing.
He manages all complaints.
I'm out here. Yeah. I'm the HR department of Not Nancy.
Yeah, he's HR. HR report.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yo, you ever see like people leave bad reviews on like Google review for like a company, and the company be responding back to those bad reviews?
No, I seen the bad reviews. I've never seen
dog. A lot of places do that shit. Like I know the place I bought my car from.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody left a bad review. I don't even remember what the woman was talking about, but they were the place I bought my car from was responding back to every single bad review. And it just made the page look even worse.
It looks horrible.
Like they're really like on there. Like people are like, oh, they scammed me out of my money. And they're like, well, actually, you did this, this, that, and the third. Like, it's just bad.
And ooh. Your breath stink, bitch.
She like, hey, the fucking ghetto because that shit. Oh, my God.
Did you good with them so far, though?
Huh?
Are you good with the people so far?
Nah, I mean, yeah, I'm good.
Oh,
no. No. I'm good with them. I don't owe them any more money. Okay. I have to pay taxes to the DMV because I bought my car in PA. So I had to pay tax for Jersey. Excuse me. But I never bought a car from PA, so I didn't realize that was a stipulation. So it was a mess. Now, you know, we understand, but it was just annoying. But yeah, after the longest intro ever.
One day we're gonna master the art of doing a proper podcast. With a proper sequencing and timing and segues.
But until then, you're gonna receive,
what's the first thing on the list?
You're going to receive this free crack. All right? Well, before we do that, shout out to Shelby at Garden App Clothing, Garden State Apparel, Garden Drip, all that good shit. He just put out a lot of new stuff, actually.
Yes, a lot of new designs.
Yeah, so go check that out.
Flavors out the ass.
He got a lot of different shit. And he's putting out a women's section, too, mm-hmm. So that's going to be dope. Shout out to our man Dalvin Digital. He designed our website, and which is also on the website right now. If you go on there on your mobile phone,
on your cellular device.
I didn't realize that this wasn't available on mobile, but now
even
it is. Even Androids can get this shit.
You poor motherfuckers.
You broke non AirPod having bitches.
You broke bitches.
You can go on www.ntspodcast.com and you can scroll down and you can see the shop section. And in there, once you select catalog, you can see our full catalog. We got socks, shirts, hoodies, hats,
beanies.
We got
mugs.
Yeah, there's a mug on there. You know what I'm saying? That's just the beginning shit that I felt like, you know, drawing up and sketching, you know, just to start this shit off. We're going to start getting more creative with it. But for now, you know, if you just want to have a logo on you, it's available.
And we also have a donate button. You just give us money for the fuck of it because you fuck with the wave and you want to see us grow.
And you want to see this shit actually go somewhere and actually see us do some shit that we are more than capable of doing. We just don't have the means of funding for it. Yeah.
unfortunately.
You know, we have other priorities that need that deserve our money at the time.
Yeah.
But, alas, with that, all that being said, let's dig into it.
Oh, shit. TurboTax just rejected my,
What?
Fuck. What? So, yeah, we're having problems over here. Not that serious.
Wait, TurboTax
just rejected my return.
Why?
I don't know. I filed it, before I got here on the phone.
Really?
And they just emailed me back saying, fuck out of here.
Wow.
So, yeah, man. Hit that donate button.
Please hit that donate button, because niggas ain't about to get a tax return.
Please hit the donate button.
You know, if anything, you probably just put something in wrong. You probably just typed something wrong. Maybe. You probably might have missed a social security number, something stupid like that.
Yeah, something dumb.
Because I'm pretty sure I did the same thing a couple years ago. But I don't use TurboTax anymore. We got somebody that does it for us.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to hook up, we know somebody.
Might have to do that.
Got you. Got you. I don't have his information. I will give it to everybody, but I don't have... I forget what it is. He does it for everybody.
Who else do we need to shout out? Shout out... Madeira over at the Gumbo.
Oh, yeah, the Gumbo. Doing big things.
She got a nice website. It's, you know, it's out here doing big things. Mm-hmm. Features. She's got an event coming.
Yeah, yeah.
She's got shirts.
Yeah, yeah.
Miss Yelly's shirts is popping.
I need one of those.
She refuses to make men's clothes because, you know, she's sexist.
She's a sexist feminist.
She's a sexist.
She's trying to tear down the patriarchy.
Yeah, and I won't stand for it. Also, shout out to... our boy Adam, who is new to the Twitch game.
Yes, yes, yes.
At hold on,
it's Big Brit, I believe.
Big Brit, but there's
three. Is it three T's?
There are. Hold on.
There's a couple of them.
There's a couple of stipulations. Is it three T's? He's on Twitch. Mad good dope with the games. Big oh shit. Almost called Adam a big bitch.
Big bitch.
Big bitch on Twitch. Big bitch on Twitch. Yeah. Adam, that's possible branding. I might change it. Listen, but hey, I'm not your manager.
Yeah.
Big Brit. BIGBRITTT. So that's three T's.
Yep.
Big Brit on Twitch. Check him out.
Also, shout out to LaShawn. We had her on our podcast before. She started her own podcast.
Yes.
It's called Sarcastic Savages. Podcast with her and her brother and her sister, and it's actually really funny. I listened to it the other day. I still gotta finish the rest of it, but
the episode is out.
It's the episode one is out.
Where?
It's on SoundCloud. Just look it up, Sarcastic Savages, and you'll find it. It's funny. It is funny. I'm just about done. I think I got like 20 minutes left, but they got some good conversation on there. They make a good. You can tell that they're siblings because they have really good conversations, but and it meshes well. So shout out to them. Shout out to our boy Ethan at Boxhound Radio.
Yes.
He's pushing good content over there. He's doing a video thing and all of that. Shout out to him. Is that all I can think of? Yeah. Shout out to Southside, all them niggas. Yeah. Let's get this shit started.
All right.
Bet. Bet. All right. First thing we want to talk about is this whole 21 Savage thing. I know people probably got tired of, you know, we're not even tired of it, but.
This whole podcast today is just going to be, it's really going to be it's two lists of people we got going on.
Yeah.
There's a shit list and a we rocking with you list, or we support.
Basically, yeah, yeah.
We hoping and praying for you list.
Yeah, even it's either hot or cold.
Yeah, hot or cold. There's no in between this week.
Yeah, nah. So the whole 21 Savage thing, if you haven't heard, I'm sure you have, it's everywhere. He got arrested by ICE. Which is basically like, you know, the people who arrest illegal immigrants. They kind of do it in a fucked up way.
They do it in a horrible, probably the worst way
possible. So they arrested this man. They say that he's actually not an American citizen. That he was actually born in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody believed this at first because it was like, what the fuck, this nigga.
I know when I saw it, I was like,
yeah, what? I was like, nah, he'll be out. I was like, there's no way he's not from here.
I'm like, what kind of skit is this?
Yeah, but he was born. It actually came out. You know, his birth certificate came out that he was actually born in the UK, and he came over here as an early teen. And he's just been living. You know, he's living in Atlanta. So, you know, living in Atlanta, it's not hard to, you know, especially where he was at. It's not hard to just completely adapt to that lifestyle and be whatever. So it's not like he's not from Atlanta. He's still from Atlanta. He was just born in a different country. So,
yeah, people who saying that. Yeah, people are like, from Atlanta, like, bro.
That shit is stupid.
Yo, you 12, bro. Yeah. That's middle school.
Exactly.
And you've been there since middle school. That's where you from.
Yeah,
that's
I know niggas who moved from Jersey down south and got an accent in a year and a half. So it's not like it's impossible for him to not sound like where he's from or where, you know, like he's from Atlanta and not have the British accent anymore. Like,
yeah, that's just stupid. That's just dumb for you to think that.
But yeah, so ICE had him on lockdown. I don't know. I believe they still do. Apparently, he was on 23-hour lockdown. No TV. No nothing. No none of that. Like, he's some type of criminal. He didn't commit any crimes recently. He's a free man.
So basically, and then what happened was, so like, yeah, like LZ said, he was born in London, England, in Playstyle. So, and then around 12 years old, he came here in America, Atlanta, Zone 6, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Then around the time he was 14, his parents' visas wore out. So they didn't re-register their visa, which affects also him because, but he's a child, he has no control over that. So now, at starting around 14, 15, he's here illegally now. Now, you go 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
But right? Mind you, within all of those ages, he was committing crimes. He was arrested. He caught a felony.
I think he got a felony around 21. He's 26 now.
26. So at that point in time, they still knew who he was.
In 2014, he caught the felony, right?
I forget when it was.
They said
I
don't even know. Caught a felony, and then they doubled back and said it really wasn't even a felony. But he was on the police radar, and it's easy to look up and say, hold up, he's not from here.
Yeah.
Right? Boom. That's a little messed up right there. But yo, he starts rapping around what? 2000. When did we start here? When did we go to that pink party? That was the first year I ever heard of
it. 15, 16?
That was 2016, I believe.
Well, I remember the first time you heard him was from me because I played 12 a.m. Trapping at the Dog.
No. The first time I ever heard of 21 Savage ever in my life was at the pink party.
What song was it? You remember?
And they played Red Ops.
Oh, yeah.
And they was going crazy. And I remember looking over there. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, yeah. And I was like, is it 21 Savage?
I'm like, 21 Savage. I was like, I like this. Yeah, and so that I believe that was 2016 because that's when I graduated. So boom, 2016. The next year, 2017, he started the process of being registered.
Yeah.
So he wasn't being, like, as soon as he got the means and the money to handle his shit together.
Yeah, they said his
He did his due diligence. He did what he was supposed to do. Like, he started the process, but because
His visa application has been pending for years.
He's been pending for years, exactly. So it's not like he was out here being a dickhead, not knowing that he's not supposed to be here, but not caring or giving a fuck anyway. It's just, first of all, that shit is a long and drawn out process, and it costs a lot of money. So He started rapping in what, 2015, 2016. So as soon as he really got some money and was able to handle it, he started to handle it.
And you know what's crazy is, they didn't bother him. It's just my laptop. They didn't start to bother him until he kind of changed up his content.
Yes.
Which is the weirdest part. Like, that sounds like, you know, some type of Hotep theory, conspiracy theory. Listen. It's facts. Like, they didn't bother him until he started rapping about, you know, illegal
border control, all that shit,
racism, Donald Trump, Flint water. Like, they didn't care until he started rapping about things
good
like
when it was slaughter gang shit, murder gang shit,
yep.
You know what I'm saying, Red Eyes blood gang shit.
Yeah,
that was cool. But when you know the agenda, like I don't want to say the man, whatever. But whatever that system is, whatever you want to call it, the man, the white man, the government, whatever, Illuminati, whatever you want to call it, they don't like positivity in the black community.
No.
They cannot stand it. So when a black person, a man of his stature, uses his medium and his art to promote some positivity, that's literally the worst thing to them. And they're going to do everything. They're going to search for something. I feel like
they took it personal. They're making an example. They're using him as a martyr.
Yeah. It's
fucked up. They're making an example out of somebody who has a following, who has a voice.
Bro, he has a fucking family.
And he's just
got kids.
This shit's crazy. Like,
your kids.
It's fucked up. But at the same time, nigga, when I tell you I've seen some of the funniest fucking jokes from this shit, I'm talking about gut-wrenching, oh my God, my stomach hurts jokes.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny. But the reason I was laughing so hard at it at first, because I'm like, man, this ain't going to last.
This is so outrageous.
I was like, he's going to get out.
But he did.
And I still feel like he is going to get out. I feel like this isn't going to work. Because whatever they're trying to do isn't going to work. And I feel like, if anything, it might work in his advantage, because it's going to put him on a bigger platform, and it's probably going
to make it, but it's not going to take as much time.
He's going to make it. Yeah, it's not going to take as much time, and it's going to end up, as like you said, it's going to make it. Prison reform is with Meek. Visa reform is about to be led by 21 Savage. They're about to have to reform all of this shit. It's all going to get changed.
Shout out to the, and this
it's going
to
get changed.
This is how important our culture is We need, yo, black people.
We them niggas, bro.
We run this shit. Like, we're like, listen, mm-hmm. black people, Afro-Latina people, yo, minorities, brown, black people. Like, we, hip-hop culture, yo, bro, we run this shit right here. Like, this shit don't move without us. Like, we run, like, we had to realize our power. And it's really crazy. Like, yeah. I don't want to sound all like, you know, super whole tech, but some of that shit, yo, it is what
it's
it is. Like,
it's just
bro,
facts, yeah.
We are it.
Yeah.
And it's nothing but history I've seen has been just countless attempts at people outside to try and cut, to try and dim our light
yeah.
as a people. And this is just another example of it. You got a young rapper. He's only been rapping about 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. And in that small amount of time, he was able to start to reverse the shit that he's been doing all his life from 12 years old, shooting, banging, drug dealing, you know what I mean? All that shit. He's had a substantial amount of growth within a short amount of time. Mm. Bro, it was just 2016 where he was on some, yo, nigga, I'll kill you, your whole family. I'll tie you up, string you up, nigga, and it's blood game. Yeah. This just album he just put out is on some different shit now.
Completely different. He still raps about that here and there, but it's just not
the
same.
Like, it's, you know, the raps is the raps, but, like, him as an individual is on some completely different shit. And nobody wants to see that. I mean, nobody outside of us that wants to see our community diminished wants to see that kind of growth in a person. And especially try to spread that on the other young people. And is why you have a situation like this happen.
Yeah.
Also, I did not know that 21 Savage's cousin was Young Nudie.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. And they arrested him too.
Yeah.
This nigga was just in Philly. He just did a concert in Philly. And they arrested him too. So, but like I said,
it's not going to last long.
It's not going to last. You know, Jay-Z hired.
I was just about to say that.
Jay-Z hired a lawyer for him. And he's going to get the best of the best. And they're going to get him out because there's no way that this is even humane.
It's not. It's not right. It's not called for. It's not. There's no. It's not. It's just. It's no precedent set up for this. Like, what is.
We need. And it's not like he was out here committing crimes. Like,
no, he was. He was giving to the community. He was preaching. Yeah, he was doing financial literacy programs for the kids. He was doing positive shit.
Yeah.
And I've been saying for these past 15, 20 minutes, that's the worst thing you can do. That's the worst thing you can do in their eyes, bro.
Yep.
The worst thing you do is to instill and empower the next man. They want us fighting each other.
Yeah.
They want us, you know what I mean, at each other's throat. They don't want nobody to inspire and empower the you know, somebody next to us. Nobody wants peace and tranquility and
yeah,
fucking.
They don't want that.
They don't want that shit. And when once you start, you know, going against the grain and you preaching that other shit,
mm-hmm.
they're gonna snatch your ass up.
Yeah.
Like and look.
I don't know. It's just crazy. But like I said, you know, a lot of funny shit came out of this. You know, people make jokes out of anything. But when this one certain person fucking laughed at it.
can we get before we get to that?
What?
This is what also made me happy about this situation was because there were jokes,
mm-hmm.
but the jokes didn't last long.
Yeah.
Once niggas really realized how serious this was,
mm-hmm.
people all stopped joking. It was like, all right, nigga.
Yeah,
it was
like,
fun. We had fun for about an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's address this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like you said, there's one person that wouldn't shut the fuck up.
This bitch. Fucking Demi Lovato,
like,
decided to join in.
Who?
And it's not like she did anything wrong.
Yeah, you did.
It's
you
just did. That, nigga.
Yeah, you did.
Nobody wants to fucking hear you, like.
Yeah, you did. You did. You did. You did. You know why she did something wrong?
Why?
First of all, for guys that y'all don't have no context, you know, everybody, the 21 Savage shit went down. Everybody's know Kiki'ing and ha-haing.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes in out of nowhere, out of her hole. Out of her crack den and goes, yo, ha 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 ha, these 21 Savage memes are funny. Now, why I know she did something wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Shorty, last year, you was there.
Yeah.
You were the center of attention.
Yeah.
With people making jokes at you. Which something, just as serious,
if not more serious,
because you almost died. Almost
fucking died.
You almost fucking kicked the bucket.
Nigga had to revive you with Narcan.
Yeah, you almost bit the big one, bitch.
That is some crackhead shit.
Like, you almost did it.
Niggas had to restart your heart.
Nigga, you was shaking hands with Peter at the Heaven's Gate.
With fucking Prince.
You almost had your line your name signed into the book, nigga.
Facts.
And then
you almost got the fuck up out of here on your own terms.
You almost took yourself out, bitch. You and the spoon. Hot ass spoon,
the
bitch.
The hottest spoon.
So,
spoon 500
you was
degrees.
There, and you saw people making jokes as serious. Why would you think this is okay? Yeah. Like, you know what it's like.
Yeah.
But she don't feel no sympathy.
Yeah. Nah, she doesn't.
And she thought, then she wanna flip like this, I don't be on Twitter no more.
Yeah.
Cause no, bitch, this ain't the time right now.
But did you see the tweet that she showed? Nah. The one that she said she was laughing at?
No.
Nah. It was like, this is how 21 Savage writes his raps, and it was like a feather pen. like a nigga was signing a Declaration of Independence.
Tis slaughter gang shit. Tis murder gang shit. Zone 6, bitch, in your eye.
Zone 6, savage of the 21st.
Tis a dagger. Tis a knife. Verily, I will shoot you. And make love to thy wife. Slaughter gang, me and mine, fellow crew. We'll get in fisticuffs and best you, and you. Fourscore and 7 years ago, 21 hit the scene. 21 verily, ho.
That nigga out here rapping like fucking rumpled Stiltskin.
Yeah, motherfucker. Ichabod Crane bars, heaven ass nigga. Nigga. The 21s are coming. The 21, the slaughter gang is here. The slaughter gang is here.
Oh my god, bro! Please,
Christmas addicts ass nigga.
Please free this man so I can just laugh as hard as
Boston Tea Party bars.
Oh my god. Oh man. Yeah, no, the Game of Thrones jokes were hilarious too.
Oh, bro,
when they said this is Zone 6 and it was like fucking castle and shit. Oh man, it was just all good.
But like her, like. Yeah, like she doesn't exist. Like, just shut up. Just shut up.
You know what's
we don't need you.
You know what's not funny? Or you know what makes something not funny? When niggas are laughing at some nigga shit and then a white person laughs at it.
Like, bro. It's just
I don't know what it is, and I know white people listen to this podcast, but I don't know what the fuck it is. But it's like, you know what it's kind of, I guess it's kind of like if you're making fun of your sibling and then somebody else starts making fun of your sibling, it's like, nah, nigga, only I can do that.
It's our shit. This is our shit here. Get away.
Yeah, stop.
Do you know what? I know exactly. For white people who don't understand, I'll give you the perfect context. You have an inside joke with your friend, right? Your best friend, y'all cracking up. And then, y'all have a kiki with your best friend. And then some fucking dweeb out of nowhere goes, yo, right? And the way you two the way you and your friend will look at that person
is the way the black community,
entire black community, look at Demi Lovato. And plus, on top, her being in the wrong because she was,
you were there,
you know, you're still making fun. Like, if you don't get you and your 190 degree spoon having ass
and your shoelace,
yeah,
the fuck up out of here. Your fucking Gucci belt, get it out.
Motherfucking deviated septum. Motherfucker got no walls in your nostrils. Your nose is just an open hole in your face.
How is your nose prolapsing?
Your nose prolapsed like Ava Devine's asshole. Yo.
Don't look that up.
Quick fun, kids. Don't do this at work. But look up Ava Devine prolapse.
Oh,
prolapse. Have fun.
Speaking of nasty shit, did you see the video of the dude shitting in the girl's? Yo, man.
Thank you.
Oh, no. Man. That shit.
That man he needs to get checked out because no poop should be coming out like that.
No, it shouldn't.
It came out like motherfucking Wendy soft serve.
If anything, he definitely took a laxative to poop like that. You got to take a laxative.
He took like 9 stool softeners.
Yeah.
That shit looked like motherfucking...
Because, like,
you know, this shit looked like the inside of a motherfucking Three Musketeers. You know that fluff? That fluff in a...
He shit out fluff.
He filled out marshmallow fluff.
If you ever seen this video, God bless you. Lucky you. But yeah, if
you want to see it, hit me up. I'll DM it
to you. Yeah, we'll DM it to you. This nigga... the dude was white. The girl was black. And the girl was underneath the dude's butthole.
And first of all, duh.
Yeah. Like, she knew what was going down. She obviously agreed to it because it's on camera. So she knew what the fuck was at that.
Only a white dude is like, yo, let me poop in your mouth.
Yeah. But, oh my goodness. She's underneath there. And he's like, yo, he's like, about the shit. And he's like, open your mouth. And she opens her mouth for the poop.
Uh-huh.
And he just fucking...
He let it go. So, do you think he nutted at the same time the poop came out? Was it a poop nut? Because if it was a poop nut, all right, I'm going to be real. If he was holding that poop for a long time and he let it out and he nutted.
Oh, that probably felt amazing.
That was probably purest of ecstasy.
Yeah, that nigga probably reached nirvana.
That nigga ascended. He ascended to the higher plane, nigga. That nigga that probably feels like, you ever see Mario when he gets the star?
Yep. Oh, man. Who was from the Eightfold Path? Who was that?
Eightfold Path?
Yeah.
Buddhist?
No, not Buddhist. Is it Ishtar? That nigga turned into Ishtar.
That nigga
turned into Ishtar.
That nigga, he reached the higher plane.
Yeah. But nah, that shit was just fucking... It looked like two girls, one cup. I never thought I would ever see anything that ever looked like two girls. Did you see that?
Bro, I saw that shit.
Okay.
That's like if you grew up in our era...
If you grew up when E-Bomb's World was still on...
You had to see that. You had to see it at least once.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it, shame on you. I'm going to send it to you.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it, you got to go. You have to watch.
It's initiation into life.
You can't be a proper millennial if you haven't seen Two Girls, One Cup.
Facts. That's like not seeing, like...
The Lion King.
Yeah, or Lion King, or Ouch, Charlie Bit Me. Like, that's the same thing. Like,
you didn't see Chocolate Rain. Chocolate Rain. Like, you didn't see Two Girls, One Cup.
You're weird to me if you haven't seen that.
Yeah.
You're fucking weird. Yeah, you're a fucking weirdo.
You're sick. You're fucking sick. I look at you funny.
Yeah, I'm looking at you like,
You can't be this my nigga? Man. You can't be my homie if you haven't seen Two Girls Look Up.
Facts.
You gotta see it.
You gotta see that shit. That was pretty fucked up.
And you had to see it and then showed it to somebody else who hasn't seen
it. Facts, yeah. You had to share it.
You had to share it and be like...
like it's a chain message.
Like, bro, you seen this shit?
You seen this shit, though?
You really want to get discussion. Have you seen the Pain Olympics?
Was that one... Is that the dude that's like... I heard about it. Is that the one that's like bashing his nuts? Is that one?
Dude, where it's just a bunch of niggas just doing all types of vile shit to their genitalia.
I seen, wasn't there one dude who like cut his dick off?
One nigga put his dick on a cutting board and cut it off like it was chopping basil.
Did he realize he wasn't getting that back?
Hey, man.
This nigga thought he was an iguana?
One nigga, and I will never forget the finale was one nigga cutting his balls. And then literally popping the testicle out of the sack one by one. It was like, bloop, bloop. And then video ends like that.
Why?
I was like, oh, my God.
And it's called the Pain Olympics.
This is the bottom. This is it right here. I can't get worse than this.
I can't get no more bottom than this. Only more bottom than this is Odell Beckham, and I'm not going that far.
I was like, I've reached the pit. I feel comfortable in knowing that this is the lowest I'll ever go. Just to know that you have a limit is good. Because that shit right there, that was
wild. Nigga, I heard about that. I think I've seen one of the clips from it. I seen some wild shit. I seen one dude push like, he put like a screw, like, you know, like you ever seen like a detachable screwdriver head? Like, you know how you can like change them, like one size of flathead, the other size like a Phillips or something like that? He put that shit in his urethra.
Oh.
And like pushed it out. Oh. He pushed it out his pee hole.
Oh my God. Listen. Nigga, I pee too hard.
I'm like, oh shit.
You ever pee too hard and it's just like too much for your pee?
Yeah, it's just like too much.
It's like a little sting. It's like, ah,
goddamn.
Cool your jets, buddy. I got to ease back.
Oh, man. This is a little bit. You got to ease back.
You got to ease back in the jets. Because you try to push the
you
shit.
You try to rush, like, goddamn. Push it.
That should be overload starting, for your pee hole.
Yeah, it's too much.
They're like, yo, settle down. Yeah,
settle down. Fucking.
No. Speedy Gonzalez.
Speedy Gonzalez.
PP Gonzalez.
Oh, man. What's next, though? Speedy Gonzalez.
Oh, my God.
Did you watch that whack ass Super Bowl, yo?
Yeah.
It was fucking worst Super Bowl.
It was the worst Super Bowl I've ever seen in my life.
That was like a bad one.
The like,
I think it was literally the worst Super Bowl ever. Like,
It was the lowest scoring Super Bowl ever.
And you know what makes it even crazier? That's the largest margin that the Patriots have ever won by.
Is it really?
10 points. All the games are less than 10 points.
That's how you know them niggas be cheating, man.
That's how you know they be cheating.
Why every game is a miracle?
Listen, man, they beat us. The first time they beat us, it was by 3 points. The next time we beat them, it was by 8.
Mm.
So it wasn't even that much. But they don't, yeah, even when they win, it's usually 3 points. I think they beat the Titans by like one.
It was worse than a blowout, honestly.
It was worse than a blowout because it was painful to
watch.
Yeah,
it was like, yo.
It wasn't even fun to watch. Nothing exciting happened. There was literally maybe 5 exciting plays in that Super Bowl.
Yo, Tony Romo was the most exciting thing about that fucking thing.
He was, and he couldn't even, he didn't even get a chance to show his full potential.
Yeah, because like,
nothing fucking happened.
Nothing happened, like nothing.
Damn near every play was negative.
Bro, it was so whack.
It was like watching a golf match. No, it was like watching Tiger Woods in 2019.
Oh, painful.
Just
hurts.
Disgusting. Like, oh, man. Like, he used to be good.
Yeah, like, this, I used to look like, forward to this.
Like, man, at one point, he used to be able to hit that ball 400 yards. That barely went 250.
Now it's just pee.
Yeah, it was bad. But now people are saying that, you know, the Super Bowl fell off or that the NFL fell off.
The only reason
the crowd attendance was less than the MLS playoff championship, which was in the same stadium.
Listen,
which is
man.
a bad comparison because Super Bowl tickets, MLS tickets, pretty sure niggas were copping MLS tickets today.
I understand the prices, but yo, it's soccer in America.
Yeah.
Soccer in America shouldn't be doing anything better did football in America.
Well, soccer in general is growing, so that
soccer is growing.
It doesn't really surprise me.
Yeah, if y'all don't watch soccer, get on the way.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody really slanders soccer as much as they used to.
Shit is fucking sublime.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mean to get sidetracked, but this plan for MLS soccer to get bigger has been in the works for like the past 15 years.
Yeah.
Because when David Beckham first came to LA, that was when like they were like, all right, we're really trying to do this shit.
Yeah.
And then you had Ibrahimovic or whatever his name
was. Yeah,
he came over here.
Zlatan.
Yeah, he's fucking crazy, by the way. He's not as good as he used to be. But
I think he went back.
That nigga's hilarious. But
he
went
back to somewhere
I think he did. But there's a couple other players over here who are actually getting signed to teams over there. So you can kind of start seeing they're respecting the fact that, you know, MLS.
It's a lot of Americans. Mm-hmm. There's some Americans. Like, Americans going over to Europe and balling. Like,
yeah, there's more of them, actually.
Like Christian Pulisic. That nigga's in Germany balling right now. I think he's about to get moved to Chelsea.
City had a goalie from over here. I forget who it is. We just signed him, like, over the summer. But back in the day, like, there was only a handful of dudes who could actually do it and be successful. Like, Tim Howard was on Liverpool.
Tim Howard was on Liverpool?
Or Chelsea. Maybe it was Chelsea. I think Tim Howard might have been on Chelsea. Let me see.
On my phone.
But
and I know they just signed somebody from Atlanta. He went to PSG just now. So I mean, soccer is growing, and especially in America. And I'm glad to see do it. I feel like I've always.
He was on Manchester United and then Everton. So he was balling over there too.
Oh, okay.
Balling over there. He played more so for Everton.
How is that nigga, bro?
He had 329 games from North Brunswick, and he's black.
He's from North Brunswick?
Yeah, he's from Jersey. You didn't know that? He went to North Brunswick High School, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, you know he's from Jersey?
No.
Yeah, he's black.
I know the one chick that's real nice is from Jersey.
From Delran?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like once soccer becomes real big over here, it's going to be... It's just going to be more. I don't want to mention the athletic opportunities for like minorities around here, but because we're more than that, because we can do educational opportunities too. But like, once niggas realize that soccer can be fun,
yeah,
and soccer can get you money, mm-hmm. and that soccer is just not some European thing,
mm-hmm.
yo, it's a lot of kids out here that can do the shit. And
Odell almost did it.
Yeah, and I totally, holy shit, yes, he looks like a soccer player.
He looks just like a soccer player.
Yes. Oh. He looks like Neymar.
Mm-hmm.
He looks just like Neymar.
Yep.
But like, so, you know what I mean? Like that, it's another option.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'm all for options.
It don't have to be just football or basketball.
It don't got to be football or basketball, you know what I mean?
Other way to do it.
Yeah.
Some drugs don't have to do it. Either. But.
It could be weight.
Yeah. But, yeah. But yeah, they're saying that the Super Bowl, all right, meet nice, like a dumbass. That the NFL is falling off. I don't think it really is. I mean,
the only reason I'm sorry.
Okay.
The only thing I feel like they're saying that is because the NBA trade deadline, it was the same week, like this whole week.
That's true, too.
And it's been crazy.
I think what it is the fact that this is Tom Brady's 9th Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah, like, yo, we're tired of this.
Fucking see that. Like,
yo, we're fucking tired of the shit. Like,
nobody wants to. That's annoying.
We're tired of seeing the same niggas in the fucking
I appreciated seeing history. I didn't mind that. It was cool to see 6 rings on a quarterback.
Sure, my nigga.
That's wild. Because yeah. I didn't really get to see Jordan.
Yeah, like, it's cool. To see somebody. Like,
that was cool. But,
like, my nigga, like, yeah. All
but
right.
But it just happened to be a. If it was a better Super Bowl. You know, and I feel like the ratings were down because of, you know, how bad it was. People were like, oh, I'm not even going to bother to watch.
Rams.
People stopped watching, I'm sure. I really wasn't watching like that. But
I wasn't really watching like that either. Yeah, like, I was just chilling.
Zoned out. I was on my phone most of the time.
For real.
But, yeah, I don't think the NFL really – it should have because a lot of people – we should technically be boycotting the NFL because we are with Cap.
No but, Cap.
No Cap. But – football is my favorite sport.
And, nigga.
And, you know,
I was going to watch it last year. You suck my dick, yeah, Cap.
Like, fuck out of here. Like, I'm going to still watch my favorite sport.
I was just like, yo, nigga, last year the Eagles were Super Bowl, they talking about boycott. I'm like, yeah. Yo.
Sorry, not sorry, nigga. I'm going to watch.
I'm
going to
watch that.
Sorry.
Motherfucker.
Sorry.
And so, yeah, I think that is that. Like, seeing the same results, the same thing happened, you know, over and over again. Nobody
and people
wants to
knew
see that shit, bro.
The Patriots versus the Rams, niggas knew. I knew from the as soon as the Rams won, I was like,
the Patriots are gonna beat these.
They're gonna
niggas.
Beat them. The youngest quarterback and the youngest coach against the oldest quarterback and the oldest coach. Sorry, like, and they have Super Bowl experience. You're not winning. You're not. They've literally seen it all. There's no way you're gonna come into this game.
They have more postseason experience than most.
Than they have, yeah.
That a lot of coaches have.
I think
from regular experience.
I think on the Rams, only one person on the team has been to the Super Bowl before that, or something like that.
Wow.
The Patriots had 36. It's
bananas.
Yeah, there was no chance. But yeah, we knew that was gonna happen. But yeah, speaking of, you know, sports and everything, we just talked about the NBA deadline. The NBA trade deadline has been heating up. It's currently Wednesday. The deadline is over tomorrow. So, today, if you're listening to this before, I guess, like, what, 6 o'clock?
3 or 6 o'clock. 3 p.m. or 6 p.m.
Maybe, yeah, whichever it is. Thursday is when it ends.
Thursday afternoon.
Thursday afternoon on February 7th is when it ends. So, we've seen a pretty good – we've seen some decent trades. Probably the biggest trade is actually – it turned out to be us.
Hey!
We didn't think – nobody saw this shit coming.
Hey, hold on. Trust the process.
But yeah, it turned out to be us. We got Tobias Harris, Bobby, and we got Mike Scott from the Clippers. And in return, we gave them Landry Shamet, Mike Muscala, Wilson Chandler, and a couple of draft picks. I know it was like one for this year, one for next year, and then like two for like 2020 or something like that. Yeah. But they're from like the Nets or something. All
right.
But yeah, that was us. There's a couple other little trades here and there. Like, I know Tyler Johnson got traded from the Heat to the Suns. Stanley Johnson went from the Pistons to the Bucks for Thon Maker.
Really?
Yeah. That just happened today.
I know Otto Porter went to the Bulls.
Yeah, Otto Porter And Otto Porter went to the Bulls, and the Bulls and the Wizards got Jabari Parker and
Bobby Portis. So what's the one nigga went from to LA from where? Detroit?
Oh, Bullock. Yeah, Reggie Bullock went to LA from Detroit for their one guard that they have. I can't say his name. He had a crazy name, but he can ball though.
Nico Bellic.
Yeah, basically. So that's just a handful of the trades. So it's been interesting. The biggest one that was supposed to happen was Anthony Davis going to the Lakers from the Pelicans. But apparently the Pelicans wanted too much, right? Is that what it was? And the Lakers backed out or something like that. But the Lakers basically were throwing the whole team at them.
I feel like
it's LeBron, man.
I've never seen a trade where it's like, nigga, both of these teams are gonna fucking lose.
Yeah.
It makes sense for neither of these teams to do this.
Well, I think, honestly, the Pelicans win. Because they're literally getting the future, whether they keep these niggas or not. They still have value.
Yeah.
whether you keep them or not, you're getting a future because you're getting a bunch of 22 to 25-year-olds. So yeah. They can still keep them.
They can do whatever they want. This is what they were offered.
There was more than one. There was two offers, I believe.
What they were offering was nigga.
Yeah, it was.
They was offering, all right, boom. Lonzo, Brandon Ingram, Kyle Kuzma,
Rondo was in there.
Rondo.
And it was like
Michael Beasley.
There's a couple picks.
Josh Hart, Ivan Zubac.
Yeah.
And two first rounders.
Mm-hmm. For Anthony Davis.
For Anthony Davis.
And somebody else. There was one other dude.
And
There was somebody
else. Hollis. Salmon. John Salmon.
No, not John Salmon. Oh, you're thinking of... fuck. I forget his name. But yes, that nigga. The nigga who's basically John Salmon's now for the
Yeah, yeah. For that nigga.
Yeah.
they were going to do that. And they were going to take cap space for them. Nigga... Who's gonna be a
free agent? Yeah.
Who, like, he says he'll sign with the Lakers, but it's a possibility that nigga might not stay.
He might not.
You literally traded the whole team away.
Yeah. Well, that's how.
How does that work?
But it works because
are you picking up niggas off the street at that point?
It works because they're trusting in LeBron to be able to attract niggas to LA. Because whether you like it or not, and whether LA fans like it or not, LeBron is all up in Magic Johnson's ear, bro. Him and LeBron are too close, and it's dangerous because
Magic is doing
whatever LeBron wants, and LeBron just like...
This is what the problem is. LeBron really kind of doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
He does, but he doesn't.
Yeah.
Because it's
dangerous. He knows what he wants. He doesn't know...
The long-term effects.
Or doesn't care about the long-term
He doesn't care effects. About the long-term effects because it's not going to affect him.
Yes.
And it makes it crazy because LeBron is like... All he sees is the Warriors. How the fuck can I beat the Warriors?
Word.
And he knows that in order to beat the Warriors, he's going to have Anthony Davis, and he's going to have somebody else.
And a bunch of shooters.
And he knows he needs that. And at this point in time, he is ready to do whatever the fuck he can do to get that to happen in L.A. right now because his clock is ticking.
He has a four-year span. Within this 4 years, I want to beat these niggas.
You got to beat them twice.
I got to beat them twice.
You got to beat them at least twice.
And I don't even know if that's the number he set on. He might have more. Well, he might want to beat them every time.
Yeah, of course. He wants to beat them every time. But realistically...
Let's say I want to beat these niggas twice.
Realistically, it needs to be twice. Now, if he wants to beat Jordan, it has to be three times. Because LeBron only has three rings.
Yeah, he's the goat.
LeBron only has three rings. He got two with the Heat and one with the Cavs.
He gotta get three.
He needs three more.
Really?
He really needs four. If he wants to be Kobe, he gotta get five just with the Lakers.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's not. First of all, that's not fucking happening.
I mean, after this season, it might be a little easier because it's looking like the Warriors are gonna break up. But once the Warriors break up, there's going to be another super team on the East. And right now it's looking like it's about to be us because Kawhi is definitely going out West. Mike Conley and Gasol want to come to the East. or Mike Conley does, but they're not.
It's kind of more balanced now.
It's starting to balance out. It's going to be more balanced out after this season.
After this season, it's really about to like be even.
Yeah, but it's still a lot of. There's still way too many weak spots. Like you still got the Magic. You still got the Wizards. The Nets.
I mean, they have Phoenix fucking.
Yeah, they got Phoenix and they got fucking
Memphis.
And teams like that. Yeah. That's true.
There's a lot of butt over there, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of butt over there, but a lot of the talent is still over there.
I think their talent is concentrated in about a few teams.
Damn, the Kings just got Harrison Barnes from the Mavericks for Justin Jackson and Zach Randolph.
That's fucking stupid.
That seemed pretty pointless to me.
That helps nobody.
Nobody wins.
Nobody.
Because
Harrison, I forgot that nigga was still in the league.
Well, I heard the Kings were just about to trade Iman Shumpert as well.
Yeah, he's probably supposed to be going to the Rockets.
Yeah. Which is a good pickup for the Rockets if Shump can stay healthy. That's his only issue.
They had 3-D,
He cannot stay healthy, bro.
He's too busy cramping up and fucking the shit out of motherfucking
I would be cramping the fuck.
Nigga, I'd be and then he had the nerve to have other bitches in.
Like no.
He wanted to have her Tiana and another bitch.
I think it was her idea though. She was the one singing about it on the album.
I know, I'm pretty sure, but like you gonna have of course some muscles are gonna cramp up, nigga.
Yeah, like fuck. I wouldn't last long on that.
But like, right now. Back to LeBron. Like you said, like he doesn't care about the long term effects and how it affects the team. So you got that. You got one nigga that has tunnel vision, right? And then you combine that with a GM. I love Magic Johnson, but he's not that savvy.
Not at the moment.
I don't think he is.
He's still learning the game. He's only been a GM for what, a year?
I think, you know what's so crazy?
He's still learning the game.
I think Elton Brand's already a better GM than him. Yeah. He's been a GM less time.
You gotta think about it. Magic Johnson wasn't really like hands on like that. Elton Brand's been an ambassador for a couple years now.
Yeah, yeah. So fair.
He knows the game a little more.
Very fair.
On this side, on the business side.
Right.
Magic, fair. I'm sure he knows people and he knows how to do shit. But as far as experience, Elton Brand got him beat a little bit.
So you combine a nigga that has an immense, almost, what's the word?
Who are you talking about?
LeBron. Almost infinite amount of influence in the league.
It really is just about influence.
Who has tunnel vision and has a narrow focus. Mm-hmm. Combined with a GM that's not really that savvy and is...
It's kind of going like, well, LeBron, if that's what LeBron wants...
Yeah, it's kind of susceptible to what LeBron wants. Yeah. And also is, he's not the best talent evaluator. Mm-hmm. You're going to have some problems
if you
don't win now. Like, yo, if that trade went through and that shit don't work out, they're fucked for it. Close to a decade. They are like fucked.
For a decade, yeah. Because they're not getting those picks back.
At all. And then them niggas.
The only way to get them back is if you trade LeBron. Yeah. And nobody's trading for LeBron.
No.
Nobody's trading. That is the one player that is inexpensible. You cannot trade for LeBron James. There's no value.
It's no value because it's too much value. It's priceless.
It's literally priceless.
How do you pay for the biggest diamond? Like, what do you... For the biggest diamond in the world, like, what price tag do you put on?
And it doesn't help now that LeBron is, what, 33?
Yeah. Well, I mean, still a fucking freaking ace.
Oh, yeah. He's still fucking ridiculous.
Still healthy
but nobody,
a lot of young niggas.
You literally have... You're going to have to get rid of every single draft pick you have. You have to give up your future for the now. And nobody's going to do that.
And I mean, you're... Not just your next couple years. You mean
future.
The next 10 years.
It's going to have to be some Boston Celtics, New York Nets type bullshit.
Yeah, shit that's eight seasons from now, you're still feeling the effects.
Fuck.
Like, damn, why did we do that?
Still don't have a lottery pick?
Why are we? Damn.
Yeah, it's going to have to be
like
that.
We're still picking in the second round?
Still picking niggas from Botswana?
Who got next year? They still got...
Their first pick from Lithuania.
Yeah, nigga. You keep getting LaMelo Ball.
Oh, man. But no, it's going to be interesting. But speaking of LeBron and everything like that, this one fat ass nigga, Jason Whitlock.
He does not, listen, he is not a proper representation of the overweight community.
He's not a representation of the overweight community, the black community, anything that...
Except the coon community.
The coon community, yes. He has a tight grasp on that. This nigga went out of his way to say that LeBron James is the way he is as far as being, you know, I guess, boisterous and, you know, getting what he wants and demanding what he wants no matter the outcome because... He was an only child, and he didn't have a father. Now, I'm not making that up. He dead-ass said that.
He had a four-minute... All right, Jason Whitlock...
He went on a four-minute rant
about... He's a color commentator on a... He's like a commentator on Fox.
Ain't no color commentator of mine.
Yeah, he's a commentator on the Fox. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
And he basically just did a... I don't understand how niggas on his show... I know you're trying to chase a bag and all that. I don't understand how them other self-respecting black men be on them shows with him. And don't cuss him the fuck out every day. I really don't understand it. Man. But he basically did like a 4-minute monologue on how, you know, he's boisterous and he's like Elsie said, makes these huge demands on the trade block or whatever is indispensable. It's because he's an only child with a single mother and no father, and he seeks affirmation. And because he was super talented, everything was given to him. Like, you don't gotta, like, you can make a point without sounding like an asshole.
Yeah.
You can just say, yo, LeBron's just a whole ass nigga. And then a lot of people might say, you know what, he kinda is. Like, he's a whole ass nigga. You don't gotta do a deep dive psychoanalysis on the nigga. Like, because he had no brothers and sisters.
But
and
it was the fact that he was daddy growing it's the up. Fact that he was completely wrong and it had nothing to do with basketball. What are you talking
what
about,
the
nigga?
What the fuck does him having a mom, no dad have to do with him dribbling?
It has
basketball?
Nothing to do with the way he wants to run his team and beat a team that literally teamed up to beat him. It has nothing to do with that, nigga. His point was so blasphemous and it just made no sense. I don't understand how he gets paid to talk.
I understand.
It made no sense.
None.
It was a shame, actually. But, it was embarrassing.
But, I mean, and then you can't, I honestly, just say, yo, he's a whole ass nigga, and that's okay.
I'd rather him get on the camera and say, I hate niggers.
That's crazy.
Because that's what I'm getting out of him.
That's all I get out
of That's all I get out of Jason Whitlock. I hate coons and Negroes.
But it's like, with LeBron, I don't feel bad for the nigga at all, because, like...
I really don't feel bad for me.
You joined this team... For every purpose except basketball purposes. You knew no. You looked at this team. You can tell none of these niggas on this team is about to help you win shit this year, next year, or the year after.
He knew what it was, but he thought, you know, LeBron is just one of those niggas. He thought, like, yo, I'm going to just work my magic. I'm LeBron.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
He has that ego now, and you can pretty much say it. Like, he goes in there like, I'm LeBron James. I'm going to make it work, and if it doesn't work, everybody got to get the fuck out, and I'm going to the finals anyway, because I did it before. Now, because of the fact that he did it before, everybody saw him going to L.A. like, shit, he might do it again. Like, it's believable, right? The nigga, he had one team in December and had a completely different team
also,
in February.
But, this is, I feel like, yeah, but no. And I kind of knew this from the rip, like, listen. I think he's used to things being a certain way, but he's used to it. Like I'm saying, he's used to it being a certain way. Mm-hmm. You're used to going to the finals every year. Yes. Bro, you got to realize you in the East, my nigga.
He was in the East, yeah.
The
number one team was the Raptors.
For a long time.
Yeah.
And the number one team in the East was the Raptors with two niggas that constantly folded in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Folded like lawn chairs
every single time.
Like they folded like motherfucking beach chairs.
LeBron swept
the
niggas. LeBron swept them niggas. He was like a fourth seed that year.
Swept them without no thought. And he thought when you riding your own high so much, it's like nigga, you in the casino, nigga, you just cracking these niggas at the dice table.
Yep.
You hit 7-7-7-7-7-7.
Yep.
And you just think, oh wow, my luck's never gonna run out. Then you fucking hit snake eyes, you done lost $30 million. That's what LeBron just did. He was hitting 777 all year. Finals, 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 chip, chip, finals, finals, miracle chip, finals. Nigga, you said, oh, I can go to this other table and, oh, I'll go to this completely different casino and think it's going to work. No, nigga, it don't work the same.
It's just not going to work like that. Like,
you can't take it. Only in this shitty ass East could you take a shitty team, mm-hmm. make it less shitty, and still win.
Yeah.
You can't do that over there.
Yeah. And that's why,
for a whole season.
And that's why the one time he did it with Cleveland, it was fucking amazing.
And he knew it. And then
he knew it, yeah.
It was a great thing and a bad thing. He was like, that made him think like, oh, I can
do this shit.
I can do
this shit. Yeah, it was a gift and a curse. He's like, I can do this shit.
I won.
Yeah. Because remember, the first time he went to Miami, he had the super team. It didn't work out the first year. They got their ass kicked. Yeah, kicked on. They got swept, right?
Man, I don't think they got swept.
I think anybody got swept by the Mavericks, bro.
They didn't get swept. Did they get, no. Maybe it was only, there's no way they got swept by the Mavericks.
They lost to the Mavs in the championship one year, right?
Yeah, I don't think they got swept.
Maybe they won one game. I think it might have been 4-1. They got their asses kicked.
They got fucked up. Yeah,
it wasn't even close. Up. And he had to get, you know, he got
by
together.
Dirk and some niggas.
Yeah, basically. And they had to get it together. They won two straight after that. But, like, he just got to realize, like, it's not always going to be. It's still the league, bro. It's still the NBA. Like,
you can't make something out of nothing all the time. Sometimes you should have joined something that was kind of already set up for
you. You should have joined the Sixers, nigga.
Sixers, nigga.
You should have came to Philly.
The shit was popping already. You
dumbass. You fucking goof.
Where the shit was set up where you could have played with the best big man you've ever played with in your fucking life.
And then your son Prodigy.
Your son Prodigy's on the side of you ready to make it happen. On, and son. The coolest white boy to ever lace up some sneakers ready to shoot for you at a whim. Yeah. But no, you want to go play with the motherfucking Trippy Red in the gang over in L.A. and you wonder why shit didn't work out for you.
I'm pretty sure he mainly made that move for his family. I'm pretty sure that was 95% of the reason.
Bro, that nigga was on a team with slashed eyebrow, Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma, Josh Hart, Diet KDBI.
I can't even imagine them niggas having fun together.
Lance Stevenson, Michael Beasley, and JaVale McGee. What the fuck did you think he was winning over there with them niggas? That sounds like the Generals that go up against the fucking Globetrotters.
But you know what really fucked this up? LeBron getting hurt. So that put them back a few games, and it put him in a position where it's like,
you can't do that shit where you like to take off for 3 weeks.
He didn't take off, though. He got hurt. He doesn't get hurt.
He's hurt. Whatever.
But also, you know, yeah, he was hurt, but he thought, you know, maybe they can hold their own a little bit. No, they can't.
They can't do that.
They can't.
You can do that when you play tanking Sixers every week, or the tanking Brooklyn Nets, tanking Charlotte, tanking Brooklyn, tanking Knicks,
whoever,
Orlando.
Yeah.
You can do that, or the Heat. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't do that when you got to play against Portland, fucking the Clippers, the Warriors, the Rockets. The
Rockets, yeah.
Minnesota. You can't do that.
You can't work like that. LeBron being out those games put them behind the curve. And there was a few games, you know, when you lose those few games, make a difference. Because going into All-Star break, after All-Star break, that's when the season got to really kick up. Like, you really got to, you start counting games at that point. Like, all right, these next 10 games, we need to go 8-2. Like, shit like that. Yeah. So, you know, it put them behind the curve. And I feel like they really feel the pressure over there. And that's why you see, like, and then these young niggas have feelings. Brandon Ingram, an emotional-ass nigga. Kuzma, emotional. Lonzo, emotional. All these niggas, they're all mad young, and they're all not taking this shit very well. The only person who's taking this trade shit well is probably Rondo.
And that's the one
nigga they need to keep. If you ask me, keep that nigga. But we'll see what happens.
Imagine, first of all, the trade not going through.
Yeah. Yeah,
really fucks it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Because now it's like
everything's prolonged.
Now it's like, oh nah, they niggas know you tried to trade them, and they know you have a lot to do with it.
They can't even go on ESPN without seeing their name in a trade proposal.
Now it's like you could be comforted comforted in the fact that if it's not LeBron on the team, that's just, all right, that's an executive decision.
But no,
that's
not like your you know who the fuck did it.
That's literally, that's like your coworker is telling you, is going behind your back to your boss, telling you, like, yo, you need to fire that nigga. And you don't get fired, but you still hear about he told you that. You think I'm going to work next to you every day and be the same?
You know what it's like?
You think I'm going to go past your cubicle and be like, hi, LeBron? No, I'm going to smack you in the fucking head.
You know what it's like? It's like you getting fired for some shit that only one person saw you do.
Yes. Yes.
It's like, nigga, what
the fuck? And then they call you into the office, and then you look out the corner of your eye, you see that nigga outside.
You see the nigga outside the office looking at you. And like, I know this nigga is not. Like,
you pack up your desk, right? And then they say, and then that nigga tries to say, we're going to miss you. Yo, I'm going to want to punch you in your fucking
nigga
throat.
Nigga walk up to you like, yo, what happened?
I'm like, nigga, I want to kill you.
What the fuck happened, nigga? Yo,
why
are you packing your shit? Yo, you was my favorite.
Yo, they doing you dirty, nah, son.
Fuck out of here, nigga.
Yo, suck my dick.
You was the only nigga that called me beating off. Fuck you.
Nigga, only one person saw me putting that Brazzers password. Only one person, nigga. It was you.
You the only nigga in here that knows I have a proxy for nigga, these computers.
You know that.
You the only nigga.
I put you on.
I put you on to this shit.
I gave you the sticky keys. I told you how to get to angle your meat so you not in the camera. But nah, you want to
You want to fucking 6'9" me, guys. You want to be a fucking goof.
You want to 6'9" a nigga.
Oh, man.
But yo, man, fuck LeBron. At the end of the day.
Fuck LeBron. I'm saying fuck LeBron.
He's a whole-ass nigga. He's a whole-ass nigga, man.
Yeah.
He and is the finally.
He doesn't make it easy.
He's been a whole-ass nigga for years.
But niggas knew.
No.
Niggas knew.
Niggas knew. But this is the time where it's like, oh, shit. It's acceptable to be a whole-ass nigga when the end result is a finals berth and a championship that adds to your legacy.
Yeah.
But when it doesn't work and the next day you're getting blown out by 40 by the Pacers with no Oladipo, nigga. Oh, shit.
Did the laptop go off?
No. Oh, hold up.
We still recording?
Hold on. I don't know. Because the shit just went off. Yeah, we're still recording. Holy shit. Yeah, we're still recording, bros.
Yo.
I'm sorry, guys.
The power literally just went off.
It's off now.
It's fucking pitch black in this bitch.
Pitch black.
Yo, I was wondering. I'm like, did the lights just get brighter?
I'm kind of about to boo-boo myself.
Yeah, I don't like this.
So, you know, podcasts have the dark.
Yeah.
It's kind of lit and it's kind of sexual.
A little bit.
You know.
But not. All right, power.
All right, lights back on. Like I said, it's always cool when to be a hoe ass nigga when the ends justify the means, right?
Yeah.
But when the ends ain't popping,
well, yeah.
And you can look back like, damn, he's kind of a hoe ass nigga. Be like,
exactly.
Oh, but hold up, no, this ain't new. Mm-hmm. He did that the year before. He did that the other year. Oh, he's just a hoe ass nigga. But this is just the first time it didn't work out.
Yeah, it's literally, bro, it's literally the same thing he just did in Cleveland.
Yeah.
When he got rid of Jay Crowder, Dwayne Wade.
He got rid of his mans.
Nigga, everybody was out of there.
Got rid of his mans.
Yeah.
His main mans.
And he could have used them too.
He could
have used them. When it got to the finals, like, damn, he actually could have used Dwayne Wade right now. Like,
Dwayne, you know who'd be helpful?
Dwayne Wade. He would have been very helpful.
He'd give you a quick 31 of these games.
Yeah, facts. Like, easy. Nice off the bench. Silent too. Real quiet. Because he did that to us in the playoffs.
He gave us two games.
Two games. You wouldn't even have known.
Like, man. But, man, so that's what happens.
LeBron got control issues. And it doesn't help when he's somebody who can do what they want, when they want, on the court.
And it's worse when the nigga's telling you can do what you want.
You know what? Basically, this is like Kobe being a GM.
Woo.
Imagine that.
Woo.
I never, you know. Imagine if Kobe would have been like, trade Smush Parker right the fuck now, like, like, come on, son. Like, it just, Kobe had an influence, but Kobe didn't care who was on the court with him. He was gonna ball out regardless.
Yeah, he's like, yo,
you nigga, I'm gonna score 60 if it's Paul Gasol or Paul Gasol's mom. All right, I don't give a fuck.
Like, some one of you niggas Out of the other 9 of y'all, I need 40. I'm not going to actually trade y'all, or I'm going to just beat the fuck out of one of you niggas.
I'm going to just make your life a living hell in practice. Yo, I'm going to make you ask for a trade.
You hear about that story he did with Luke Walton?
Yeah.
Where, like, he came in drunk. Was he drunk or something? Or hungover?
I forget what he did.
He put that nigga through hell in practice.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he used to do that to a couple niggas, though. But, yeah, Kobe was a different type of player. He was a player. LeBron tries to do too much. He's trying to do some shit that we really never seen before. And obviously, yeah, it's going to work sometimes. You know, sometimes it's going to backfire. He's not perfect.
When you reach for the star, sometimes.
Yeah, you got to come up short.
Sometimes you got to come up short.
When you come up short
reaching for the stars,
yeah,
it's a little bit grander. It's a little bit crazier to look at.
Yeah, so, you know, he got to live with his decisions. I know he's LeBron James. He's not bothered by this shit. He's still making the same amount of money he was going to make anyway. He's the only nigga that's really not affected by this.
Space Jam 2 is still going to come out.
Space Jam 2 is still coming out. He still has a lifetime Nike deal. So, honestly, he probably doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, bro. He's good. His kid's good.
His kids' kids are good. He's fine.
He's good for at least three or
four
or five generations.
LeBron checked out. He checked out a minute ago, if you ask me. This is all just for fun.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You think he gives a fuck about Lonzo Ball's feelings?
Yo.
You think he cares if niggas are in the crowd chanting, LeBron's going to trade you?
Yo.
Yeah, because you're fucking right. LeBron's going to trade you.
Goddamn right.
You goddamn right I'm going to trade Brandon Ingram. That two-braid wearing, Calvin Cambridge looking motherfucker. You damn right I'm going to trade his ass. You damn right I'm going to trade him.
Like a fucking dust ball. Like a multi-millionaire dust ball.
Dusty.
Yo, tell me why Lonzo was talking about he wanna go to New Orleans.
Lonzo wasn't talking about that. His dad said he doesn't want him in New Orleans. His dad said, I don't want Lonzo in New Orleans. I think he'd be better in Phoenix.
Yeah.
That's what his daddy says.
Yeah, Luke Walton's a bad coach. Yo, your coach doesn't make your son average 9, 5, and 4.
No, not at all.
Your son fucking stinks.
Your son still airballs. He's 22.
Yeah, your son averages 40% from the free throw line. Yo, your son stinks. It's okay.
Yeah.
He's a loser. He's a loser. Right, and I delight in this so much because you motherfuckers, you Lakers fan, big baller brand ass niggas, all for the past year has been telling me
it was brewing.
He was coming. He's coming to the Lakers, and he's gonna bring Showtime back.
He's gonna
be rookie of the year, and he wasn't even a top five rookie that year. He's gonna do this and that. But look how he facilitates, though. His defense. Yeah, that nigga sucks. He sucks. Yeah, man, but he's teaching the black man how to sustain himself. And he's empowering. He's challenging the NCAA. He ain't doing shit. Him and his goofy-ass, goofball, fuck-ass dad and his two ding-a-ling, ding-dong brothers out in Lithuania to come back to America to still come back and go back to high school like you were supposed to do in the first fuck place. Can we talk about that shit? Like, hold on. Bro, the nigga LeVar comes out, boom, outrageous claims, marketing is great, comes out saying, I want all my sons in the NBA and they all want to be Lakers and I'm a speaker to Doris Jackson. I probably never lost.
No.
All right, my nigga, cool. You got one son. He's in UCLA cooking. Boom.
He was cooking. I'll give him that.
Cooked by my son De'Aaron Fox in the
He did. Play his fuck Mars up. Madness, play whatever. His fuck up. It's all right.
You know, draw it up to that. Goes to the NBA. Drafted by the Lakers. Oh, shit.
It's looking like he smoked that shit into existence.
That motherfucking big baller brand. That shit is jerking. The mid is selling high. Look at it like a stock. The motherfucking part, the pie, the bar graph is soaring, nigga. It's going up, nigga.
Nigga had Lonzo Ball's jersey flying off the shelves and shit.
Flying off the shelves. Purple and gold. Purple and gold. Zo2's is purple and gold. They're going crazy, nigga. Hold up.
Oh.
Lonzo Ball tears his ankle in his OTs. Little dip. But it's all right. Because he's cooking in the summer league. Going back up. Blah, blah, blah. Hold up. Rookie season, he's kind of mid. No. Where's this Donovan Mitchell kid come from?
Who the fuck is this?
Who the fuck is this nigga?
Oh, man.
Jason Terry. Oh, what is that? Whoa. Ben Simmons. Oh, he's not a rookie, but... That motherfucking pie chart's going down. Going down again. But wait, there's another brother. There's a second one. He's also usually like,
no, he's not.
Nigga likes to steal.
Nigga got kicked off the team before the season
pie chart goes down. We go back to the big baller brand war room.
How about we take LaMelo?
How about we take
and put him somewhere?
Yeah, like Patrick. Why don't we take our one promising son and put him in basketball Siberia, which is Lithuania? So you got the middle son, which really wasn't that good from the beginning. And they thought he was going to get a pity card into the NBA because they passed those out. You get a pity roster spot because your brother's down. No, nigga, you're not the Holidays. Them niggas work.
And they actually, niggas are nice. They're actually nice.
All them niggas are nice. But y'all, okay. So, no, not only are you just okay, you can't dribble a lick. Your defense is trash. You kind of can just spot up shoot.
Yeah.
Whatever. And your size ain't right. Pause. I'm going to steal in China because their laws are the same as America.
Because I don't already drive a fucking Ferrari.
I'm going to make my team a national spectacle with your dad out there fucking
tap dancing
and doing bouts with Trump back and forth.
Oh, man. And Trump taking when didn't Trump take, he took credit for that shit.
Yes.
Like, I freed him. What the fuck is going on?
And then boom. Boom. He gets kicked off the team. Surprise, surprise. Still going down. All while, nobody's getting their sneakers that they're ordering. Nobody's getting the sneakers. Nobody. The sneakers aren't moving off the shelf. People are getting complaints. Tons of emails in the inbox. It's crazy. It's chaos. Bedlam madness.
Pandemonium.
But wait, LeVar comes up with another one. Eureka. I'm going to challenge the NCAA because they just did something wrong to my boy who kind of fucked up on his own. And I'm going to move him and my one promising son that could actually be something. I'm going to put you in Lithuania and have you play against motherfucking Nico Bellic.
Meanwhile, I come up with my own basketball league.
Hold up. We ain't there yet. All the while, Lonzo's still kind of stinking in L.A. He's still mid over there. All the while, his power rankings and the rookie rankings going down and down and down. Nigga, he's not playing better than the nigga Laurie Markkanen. He was injured half the year. This nigga Lonzo fucking sucked. Yo, he fucking sucked. Bro, he sucked. And then, hold up. I'm going to play in Lithuania. And then my young-ass sons are going to average 50, 40, and 12 because that's not suspicious in the league that you half own. He was able to come into this league and have his label.
Oh, man.
Court.
Yeah, they're in JBA now. Yeah. He brought them back from basketball Siberia.
We were in Lithuania for a hot second. They averaged 50 and 50 over there because that's completely normal. He wasn't playing against Russian slave children over there. Let's bring them back to America in this rec league, big three league I made, where it's 10 teams.
And they're all 12.
And they all each team is... Four niggas from a county college, one nigga from the local dice game, and a 12-pack of Poland Spring waters, one for each of them. And then that's a league now. While my son is still averaging 50, 40, and 12. That's normal.
Oh, my God.
And then, oh, that didn't work. Let me just put my son back in high school where the fuck he belongs. Meanwhile, your son still fucking sucks.
Meanwhile, Alonzo still stinks.
And then the next year, he stinks worse.
Oh, my God.
The nigga averages 9, 5, and 4. You niggas lied to me. All of you niggas lied. You lied. You lied. Do you have the clip of fucking Funk Flex saying, you lied?
You lied.
You fucking worshipped him. You fucking lied to me. All of yous. All of yous. I need an apology. Fucking Lonzo. Don't mention the big ball of none of that shit. LeVar, LaMelo, LiAngelo, Donatello, Mother Raphael, none of them niggas, bro. They all stink. All of them mid. They can't. The one nigga broke his fucking finger in high school, and he's gonna say, yo, don't come to the game. Well, what about the rest of the fucking team, dick face?
Oh, man, he really did do that. I forgot. Oh, my God.
Fuck, man. Fuck the ball of bread. Fuck all the biggest.
Man.
You suck. I just. What else do we have? I don't know.
Oh, my goodness, bro.
That's LA, and that's NBA trade down. We went off on the trade down for like 40 minutes, but nigga.
I can't.
Yeah, I've never seen such horse shit just go unchecked for years. Like, they really just let them niggas finesse.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, I mean, the finessing ain't over because we still got to wait to see what happens after this is Melo's senior year. So we got to wait to see if the NCAA, we don't know if the NCAA is going to let him play. Nobody knows.
Because you did play pro ball.
He played pro ball, but the only thing about it is they have to be able to prove that he made $0. And in even proving that, they had to be able to prove that he didn't have his own signature shoe, which he did in high school.
He
which
did.
Is still income. So
I think they just took the shoe off the they probably just took the shoe off the website 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't think LeVar was given. I respect LeVar because he was basically giving his sons a life that a lot of these kids dream of, and that's what he did it. But I don't think he really thought it through because a lot of the shit that he's doing is gonna affect them in the long run. So
hell yeah, he's gonna do. Because honestly, if your dream is to go to the NBA,
yeah,
you fucked over your dream for 2/3 of your kids. So you didn't think it through. My dream was not to play in the JBA and to play in Lithuania. My dream is to play for the fucking NBA. And you got one definitely not going. One possibly not going to go either.
LiAngelo definitely not going. Well, LaMelo probably is going to go. He's going to have to wait. So
I don't see nobody taking a chance on the nigga.
No, not yet. He's probably going to... It'll be the G League. For sure. For sure it's going to be the G League for us. He's not getting drafted.
Hell no.
Not at this point. And we don't know if he can play college. So, if anything, he might end up going back overseas. But it depends on the G League rules. I don't know what their rules are going to be. If you have to go to college first. If he has to go overseas and then play professional for real. Like, get a paycheck. And all of that shit, and then come back and sign with a G League team, but it's not gonna be easy for him. LeVar definitely he experimented too much with these kids, man, and it's a shame because you do see a lot of this happening with the AAU community. There's a lot of dads out there who move their kids around. Like I've seen kids in high school play for four different high school teams.
You gotta realize
a bunch of different AAU teams. Like,
sometimes
these kids can't get into a rhythm, man. Like,
sometimes your kid ain't good enough.
That's facts.
A lot of people don't want to act like, yeah. Yo, sometimes you're not special.
Yeah. Nigga, only one out of a million kids, only one out of a million makes it to the NBA.
Yeah, man. Sorry.
One out of a million.
Hey.
A lot of niggas play basketball. Bro.
Little Junior's not making it. Okay?
A lot of
niggas. Tell that nigga to study. How about that?
Yeah.
Tell him to hit the books. Not the playbook, nigga. This the motherfucking geography book that's been dusty because you want to go over the pick and roll 30 times. He's not getting it.
Not getting it.
God damn.
Man, that was fucking funny. Whew, my stomach hurts. We talked about that. Okay, yes, we're Super Bowl. Your boy Liam Neeson. So apparently, a family member of his was raped one time.
No, I'm so like torn because Taken was so fire.
I fuck with Liam Neeson. Not no more though.
I fucked him. I can't fuck with him no more.
Can't fuck with him no more.
But man, I gotta watch Taken one last time.
Yeah, one last time, right? What happened was Liam Neeson, was it like his niece or something like that?
A woman he knew.
A woman he knew. Yeah, she was raped, and he asked her who did it, and she said that the person that did it was black. So what this nigga did was, he thought he was in a fucking movie or something.
he thought he
was in Taken.
He thought he had his motherfucking Beijing back in from Taken.
Get the fuck out of here. He decided that he was just going to wait outside of a bar and wait for the first black person to walk out. Mind you, Liam Neeson's from fucking Ireland. So there's only about four niggas.
First of all, and then he said, what did he say he was doing to get over to power walk?
Yeah, like I don't know. It didn't make any sense, man. Like,
so he said he like was getting up. So he, that was like a racist moment for him, and he power walked and he did. Like it's the racist thoughts started to consume his mind. I guess he was using exercise and physical workouts. And
like he started to have racist thoughts.
Yeah.
Like
no, nigga, you're just racist.
Yeah, that's just called being racist.
Just the fact that, like I said, when you heard rapist and she said a black person, you didn't think to ask her no other identifiers.
Yeah.
Is he short? Is he tall? Is he fat? Skinny?
He's just black.
Nigga, does he have a club leg? Does he have a club foot? Nigga, yeah. Does he have a lazy eye? Nigga, does he have facial hair? Does he have a big nose? Does he have teeth? Nigga, does he have earrings? Is his ears pierced?
He was just looking for any black person. He called him a black bastard.
He just said, niggas all the same to me.
Yeah.
And said, I'm going to go out there
and kill me a black
and
bastard.
Kill me one. I'm going to bag me one.
Yeah. That was weird coming from him, especially somebody who's worked with so many black people. And I'm pretty sure he sees that. There's no way he doesn't notice that the black community was fucking with him. Because
everybody
was fucking with Liam Neeson. Like,
everybody was fucking with the bull.
I mean, everybody was watching movies. He was in movies with black people. So it's not like he didn't know this. So, like, why would you say that? Like, that was a story that he should have just kept to himself.
It's like, so funny that, because
if you don't feel that way anymore, shut the fuck up, nigga. Like,
word. Just hold that.
Like, shut up.
Racists don't understand. Like, they don't see the racism in that.
Nah, a lot of times.
It's like, well, I said I got over it and I went through it. What's the problem?
I said it was a phase.
It was a phase. I was just went through something and I'm fine.
It was just one time.
I'm cool with the niggas now.
Like, I don't know, man. That shit was just weird to me.
And so not only did that make me mad, is that people were, like, coming to his defense. Like, I saw black people coming to his defense.
Black people like fucking Terry Crews.
Terry Crews, like, we're going to get to him in a second. And there was this other lady, like, she was like, oh, you know, I guess you got to cancel Terry Crews. But, I mean, Liam Neeson. Well, it's a shame because he has a really nice looking dick. And it was like a gif.
What?
Of, like, Liam Neeson naked. And I'm like, bitch,
why does that even exist?
Why does this matter right now?
Why does that matter?
Like, shout out to, like, yo, I hate a lot of things. To me. And I know this is, alright, I'm about to say something. The views of the Not That Serious Podcast are not reflective of Michael's views. Michael's views is not reflective of the views of Not That Serious Podcast. I don't like it when I see black women
defending white men.
Defending white men.
It's a shame, isn't it?
Or preferring, like, I want to be with white men. And then vice versa with black men and white men. It makes me sick to my stomach when I see that shit. She's like, but you never know. He got, like, I saw a woman was like, he really got over it. And he said it was just a phase in his life. I'm like, bro, have some self-respect.
Yeah.
Have some self-respect.
And then, he was just, like, coming after niggas in general. And that shit's not cool.
Like, you can't put on your kid for everybody.
No.
Especially not Liam the fuck Neeson, who don't probably ever give a shit about you. And then Terry, what were we saying about Terry? What did he do again?
He quoted it. He quoted the story and says, "Reminds me of the time I got provoked by a rich white guy I didn't know, hoping I would do something. Thank God I never took the bait." And then he also said, "I believe that every person on earth is capable of the greatest good or unspeakable evil. Liam is just describing his fork in the road." Nigga, racism is not a fork in the road.
Niggas die because of that fork in the road.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
You know, I'm waiting to get into Terry Crews' ass for a minute now.
A lot of people have.
Because that motherfucker... Yo, first of all, Terry Crews, he
a lot dick. Of a lot of niggas been trying to get in Terry Crews' ass. That's the problem.
They be getting out of his front.
That's the issue.
First of all, yo, fuck Terry Crews. Fuck Terry Crews, fuck this whole little fake wave he been on. Because it's clearly bullshit to just get a bag. It really is. Because, first of all, I really want to understand. You could call Michael me toxic, masculine, all that. You could, whatever, nigga. Mm-hmm. But you're not, what's going to, make me understand this. Follow the sequence of events with me now. Terry Crews gets his dick grabbed by an old white man, right? Now it's all, like, now he focuses his energy on black men and toxic masculinity. Mm. What happened here? What made this lead to this? Why, because niggas was making fun of him? That's it? That, yeah? Really? No. I'm not buying it. And then you can do this. You can shit on a bunch of other people for saying that you probably should have defended yourself. Oh, but he might have perpetuated the idea of, like, he's big and black and it was his boss. First of all, it wasn't his boss. It was just some agent who was clearly in the wrong. I'm not saying beat the fuck out the nigga, but stand up for yourself. Don't just take that shit. You didn't. You took that shit, bro. And then I see Will Smith. When the nigga kissed him on the he tried to kiss.
Like, smack him with the, like, give him like a little backhand.
Yeah,
like,
he smacked the shit out of that nigga.
Pushed him off and he gave him like a backhand.
Yeah. So, boom. And you know what? Even if, you know, I'm wrong and all that, whatever. And I don't understand his situation. Sure, who cares? He's going super hard for his new. Now he's an activist for the shit, for the Me Too movement. Whatever, it's a good cause because women should feel safe and all that. Yes. Right, I am 100% behind that all the way. But nigga, don't you ever, 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 and your motherfucking Damon try to motherfucking get your motherfucking beefy ass trying to defend fucking
a racist.
An open person who admitted to a racist tirade and was trying to stalk niggas and hurt niggas in his mind, talking about it was just a fork in the road. No, nigga. No. No, that's not a phase. You know what a phase is?
I've never.
A phase is me wearing an afro in motherfucking middle school. That's a phase, bitch. You understand? That's a fucking phase.
Yeah, that's
a phase is when I just listen to The Weeknd. That's the only R&B
like
I was.
A week straight.
Yeah, that's a phase. Okay.
Excuse me.
A phase is me jerking off left-handed instead of going righty. That's a phase. Racism isn't a fucking phase, nigga. That's a state of mind. That's a lifestyle, asshole.
Like, that's such a dumb thing to try to make light of,
yeah.
Why the fuck are you justifying?
He's saying he did the shit.
I've seen white people say the craziest shit about black people, and I've never looked at the white person next to me and was like, "I'm gonna kill this nigga." Like,
no,
never, or just any other race for that matter. Like, that's not a fork in the road. That's
people
not how that
die.
Works. People because, die. For that shit,
bro. Die. People not only die are still dying.
Like, that's
are still dying to this day.
That's not a fork in the road, my nigga.
Dummy.
That is not okay. That is not okay.
Like, fuck Terry. Like, it's so, like, you can tell, like, he's just somebody's puppet at this point. I don't know who.
Nah, he's just not as smart as people. He's not as smart as he thinks he is. That's all
it is. You think so? He's definitely not as smart as he thinks he is.
Yeah. Them niggas don't go to school. Some people are not smart. Beyonce is not smart. And I love Beyonce. She's just not smart.
Yeah, but if she's smart enough to mind her, she's smart enough to mind her business and watch her mouth when it's time.
But that's why she doesn't talk, because she knows she's not.
And which brings me back to my original point. Self-awareness is everything.
Yeah, self-awareness is everything. Terry Crews is lacking that at this moment.
But this is not only this. This is a pattern of behavior from Terry Crews, though. He's saying, like, it's videos back in the past where he's saying, Liam Neeson is just a fork in the road, or we need to forgive Donald Sterling when that shit happened. Remember that shit?
He was talking like a slave.
Right. He was saying on video, we should forgive Donald Sterling. And then when the whole Mel Gibson shit out there, he was out there with his cape on again for saying, yeah, I work with Mel Gibson. He's a great guy. When that nigga said, you're going to get raped by a pack of niggas. Not a group. He said a pack.
A pack.
Like a pack of niggas.
Oh, man. Mel Gibson is fucking crazy.
And then Terry Crews, his motherfucking oil chest, is trying to defend some shit. Man, go do the robot with some glow sticks.
You fucking coon. He got a pass of doing this, so. That ain't this nigga, man.
Fuck Terry Crews, bro. Yeah. Fuck Terry Crews.
Oh, man, you know what? Switch gears for a second. I almost forgot something that's very important.
What?
What are you doing on Sunday?
Sunday?
Yep, Sunday the 10th.
February?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't think I'm doing it. What's wrong?
You are doing something. We're going to the Sixers game to see the Sixers play the Lakers.
How much?
Nigga, the tickets are already bought.
What?
I have the tickets right now.
You lying.
I'm dead ass.
Nigga, you serious?
I'm serious. You want to see?
Get the fuck. You lying,
ass.
Nigga.
I'm dead ass.
Dog.
That link.
Who's this? Hold up. What link? Oh, okay. Is this my girl? Yo! Oh, shit. Yo.
Niggas going to see. I almost forgot to.
Oh, man.
Going to see the Sixers play the Lakers on Sunday. Hopefully. You know what I'm saying? I almost forgot to add. I should have added it on to the Lakers banter. But yeah, we're going to see the falling apart Lakers play against
Sixers. Yeah. This. Oh, shit. Thank you, boo. Thank you, boo. And that's so funny. Like, she's been telling me for, like, the past. She's amazing, bro.
You see one of those, is there a date? If you scroll to the top, is there a date on there?
No. But I feel like she bought these. How long? She bought these a while ago.
Nigga, I've been holding this secret for months.
Yo, that's so funny. Because she told me, like, months ago. She's like, I got you a Valentine's Day present. That's like, you're gonna love it. Yep. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, really? What you getting me? And I was like, yeah, she's gonna.
Yeah,
hold on, whoa!
Yeah, we're close.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I checked the seats. Them bitches close.
Yo, what the fuck is going on?
It's fucking
yo, I had to. Yo, shout out to my boo. She's the greatest. Oh, my God. Yo, because she said, and she's been saying this since, like, I want to say, like, November.
Yeah, it's been about since then.
Yeah, she's like, yo, I got you a Valentine's Day. You are going to love it. And you, I'm not going to say nothing. And I'm like, I've been guessing for months. And here we are. Yep. Man, we going to smack these niggas, too. Which is going to be great.
We about to blow these niggas
out the water. Oh, boy.
And we get to join in on the chants.
Oh.
Great.
This is fucking, yo.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I love, man. I love my girl. This is great, but now this puts so much pressure on me. What my Valentine's Day did get this? Cause that shit blows. I was about to get her some. I was about to get her some. I want to get her some soap. Oh man. Oh my god. Shout out to wifey, man. Oh. Oh my god. Oh my. If my phone was dead, I'd be texting her right now. Jesus.
How long are we?
Huh? We're about 48 in. Uh-huh. Yeah, man. All
right. We do have a couple other things on here, but there's one thing, one main thing that we really want to talk about that we didn't get to talk about before. This whole Jussie Smollett thing. It's like, we make this our last song because everything, another two things really don't matter. We're just talking about 6ix9ine in the game, but.
Yeah, we'll touch those. 6ix9ine, we always knew you was going to snitch. Get out of jail. Live your life.
Yeah.
The game, you've been a clown for years. You're still a clown. Whatever.
Get your life together. Chris Brown is following in the steps of the game. This nigga is wild out on Offset. Whatever the fuck reason.
It's something about these fake bloods.
Yeah, that just.
They're all mentally unstable.
All on cocaine.
Light skin, fake bloods. Very active, very cocaine-like.
Yeah, that's.
Get it together.
Yeah.
Now. Jussie.
This nigga Jussie Smollett. This happened a few weeks ago. We were going to talk about it last episode, or last week, but as you know, shit got fucked up. But Jussie Smollett, he was walking somewhere, wherever, I guess where he lives.
In Chicago
at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Hold on. He was walking in Chicago at 2 a.m. From Subway?
To Subway, I believe. He was going to get Subway.
He got Subway. He got it.
He got it?
Oh. Has the sandwich. All
right. Well, he got his Subway. He got his foot long.
From one foot long to the next.
One foot long to the next. Apparently, he was jumped by some MAGA chanting.
Two MAGA chanting, MAGA hat wearing white men with like long North Face coats in Chicago at 2 a.m. outside of Subway. Beat him up. Tied a noose around his neck, poured bleach on him, and beat him up.
And called him all type of racial slurs and gay slurs.
Right, all of it.
Niggas are just out here trying to get Jussie Smollett.
Because they recognize Jussie Smollett.
Ain't that the nigga? Hey, boy. Ain't you the boy from here, boy?
Ain't you that lying nigger, boy? You know, the queer one.
The queer. Aren't you the one from the LGBTQRFTUV?
The LGBTQIA plus, boy?
That shit's different to me. As soon as I heard that story, I was like,
boom. But this is when the story gets even more like. So, after getting beat up by two MAGA chanting, MAGA hat wearing white men at 2 a.m. in Chicago outside of Subway, and they put a bleach on him, beat him up with a noose on his neck, mind you, he doesn't know where these two white men in Chicago at 2 a.m. went. He doesn't call. Does he call the police? No. Does he call the hospital? No. Does he call Jared? No. He doesn't call anybody. You know who he calls? He calls Lee fucking Daniels. Why? Because whenever I don't feel safe, I want to call my boss from my job. Because that's what I do. He called Lee Daniels, and then Lee Daniels gets the posting. I guess he sends it to the Empire group chat. He gets the posting, and then Taraji P. Henson starts posting. We just heard that Jussie Smollett has been attacked. All prayers and wishes go well. Stream his new album. What?
She really said that. She
said it. Bro, they were saying stream his album.
After he got beat the fuck up?
After he got. The album? Yes. It was like, all right, nigga. So if I get shot right now, nigga, and I'm in critical position, I don't want nobody shouting out the podcast.
If somebody says, yo, listen to NTS.
Yo, man, motherfucking Mike just got shot in his motherfucking neck. He got buck 50 from ear to ear. He got buck 50 on both sides, so it was actually $3. He got $3 across his face. Make sure you catch episode 53 of the Not That Serious podcast on SoundCloud.
That shit was fucking hilarious.
And that shit was funny, dog. He's in critical condition. But make sure you check out the anniversary episode with their moms. Classic. No, nigga. Fuck that.
Fuck all of that.
Help me out, nigga.
Post a GoFundMe link. Yeah,
nigga.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Help me get some Band-Aid funds. Don't shout out the pot. Like, huh? What type of shit? Elsie just fell off the cliff. If you need a booking for a DJ, hit up Elsie at Gmail. Nigga, huh?
What?
What? Make sure you stream Mira Fonte.
Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, what are you talking about?
Make sure you watch the cool bag video.
Yeah, what? Like, the fuck? So, what did he say?
Hold on. So, he's texting after he sends the important text to Lee Daniels. He runs home with the noose around his neck.
Dragging on the ground
at 2 a.m. in Chicago by himself outside of Subway.
With his foot long in hand.
With foot long still in it. Bleachy foot long. The Clorox footlong in hand, right? Takes it home. Then calls the police. Noose still around neck. The cops come back, get his shit. They get his sandwich. Sandwich is gone. Just so apparently when they got, like, the cops got his shit, like, they just found the wrapper.
Wait, really?
So.
Wait, seriously?
Sir, it's too funny to not. It's too funny to make.
Stole his sandwich.
I'm so. This is the either went. This either went one of three ways for me. Either the most like
football faggot. Like what the
yo shit?
What the hell?
Give me.
What the fuck? What the fuck is going on?
Hold on.
What the hell is going on?
Is this went of one of three ways. One very normal, one, and then it gets progressively funnier with each one. Let's start with the normal one. Number one, in the MAGA beating bleach pouring noose tying, the sandwich just fell, and that's what happened. But I guess he just had the wrapper, and he just said, let me keep this. It might be evidence, whatever. More funny. They took his sandwich. They said, and that's why you won't get your dinner tonight, nigger. And they took his bleachy sandwich off and they split it together. But then he said, ah, no, I don't like ham. And they threw it away.
Oh, no. They put too much.
Even funnier.
They put too much mayo on it.
Even funnier. Jussie Smollett, fresh off the beating of the MAGA hat wearing, bleach pouring, noose tying at 2 a.m. outside Subway, took his sandwich. Took it home. Noose still around neck. Bleach still on clothes and hair and face. Ate the sandwich.
With tears
streaming down his face.
He ate it like Dave Chappelle in the episode of Wayne Brady.
Yeah. Eat the sandwich, Dave.
Give me the damn sandwich.
And he just nibbled at it quietly while he waited for Lee Daniels to text back. No. And then... So he finally releases a statement, I think it was today or yesterday, where he's reading off cue cards, which is like, that's odd. What do you need cue cards for?
Yeah, didn't this happen to you?
Yeah, this happened to you.
To you, right?
You were there. Why do you need cards to tell me a story? What? That's like, yo, Nick, Elsie, I'm trying to tell you what happened to me this weekend. And I'm like, hold on. Let me get my notes. So, yeah, and then I hit the nigga in the head with a bottle.
Oh, wait. Oh, My phone, I skipped the line.
Hold on. Checks, flips through pages. I cuss him out, then hit him
like
with the bump.
Like somebody doing a presentation, like, oh, wait, I lost my spot.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, nigga, is this yours?
Like, that's so funny. That speaking of story, that reminded me when I was in high school. Remember high school?
Talk about Eddie.
That dumbass nigga. That nigga was dumb as shit. This nigga was dumb as hell, I swear to God. This nigga was 2B short of a bean pie, nigga. That nigga. Wee!
Yeah, that was dumb.
All right, I'm going to go into a quick tangent here, all right? Oh, all right, no talking shit. I might have overshot when I was young. I was always in a lot of advanced classes when I was a younger kid. It is what it is, nigga. I'm smarter than a lot of you niggas. Sorry. Right? So, senior year, I said, I'm going to slack off. I said, I'm going to just take a regular English class instead of advanced enriched AP English. So I was like, nah, I'm going to chill. I want to take CP English, which I thought meant college prep English, but it clearly meant colored people English because it was nothing but the niggas in there. The only niggas was in there, bro. So I'm in CP English. So it looked like motherfucking Fair East Side High. It looked like Freedom Riders in that motherfucker. I think it was a pregnant bitch in there somewhere. And a Muslim chick. And some Latinos. We got the cool black boy that don't speak. Shout out to Mookie.
Black boy who don't speak.
That nigga never said a word. That nigga said nothing. That nigga's silence was golden with that nigga. Anyway, this is how I knew I was in some remedial shit. I thought I was taking the leap from advanced to average. Nigga, I went to the pits. Nigga, I was a half a step above short class, nigga. This is how I knew I was in some remedial shit, right? We go to read this. He's like, all right, today we're going to read Dante's Inferno. We're going to start the book. I'm like, all right, cool. She hands us each a copy of the book. I'm like, all right, I'm going to just start reading this on my own. I look up. This motherfucking teacher is postured up with the book open, facing us, starting to read. I'm like, I'm 17. She's about to read to me right now. I'm like, I got hair on my nuts. What are you reading us for? I was like, this bitch is really reading us. What the fuck is going on? I was like, America's in the pits.
The education system is in the
shit. This motherfucking educational system is in the dragon. And then I knew it was some bullshit because, all right, we would have like a month to do a project that I know back in my advanced class we would do in a week. So I was like, all right, so each of you guys are going to read a story or read this book, and then, like, you're going to do a presentation on it, like a PowerPoint. And it was some bullshit. I ripped it out. I think I did it in, like, 2 days. I was like, done, right? Everybody does the and this shit, you'd have thought you was asking these niggas to do algebra, bro. I motherfucking count English. Semi-automatic calculus, nigga. So, is this one boy in that class? We already said his name. I'm not going to say it again. Motherfucking, fuck it. Eddie, man. So, he clearly didn't have his shit together for his project. Like, very clearly. So, the nigga comes up with the PowerPoint, right? And you know how when you have a PowerPoint, you're supposed to have a general, like maybe a couple sentences per bullet point?
Yeah, you know.
This nigga had a whole essay.
Everything was on the PowerPoint.
Everything. He had, like, long-ass excerpts from the book.
Long bullets.
Right? His nigga was about 4 slides long. But it was just mad text on each slide.
Clearly copy and pasted.
Very copied and pasted. And despite his slides being 4, his presentation being 4 slides long, it took him 25 minutes to get through the motherfucker. Why? He didn't know what the fuck he wrote on them slides. Because he was looking at them slides.
The at it the same way y'all was looking at it.
Yeah, we're all looking at it like we're watching a class movie together. And between each four words, it's like he had Tourette's or something. He had to go, and like.
That was the first time he ever
read So that's the first, because this is the first time he read this shit. He's like, so,
fucking crazy.
He's like, yo, this shit, wow. This really happened? Dante's Inferno, and like, he went down to the first level of hell, and like
it was cold. Wait, it was cold.
It was cold, but it's hell. And like, yo, that's wild. And he's like, I'm moving on. And like, the moving next ring. Furthermore, so everybody finished their report.
Back what I just said.
I think the teacher cut him off and said, "All right, you're done." And then she gave everybody their grades afterwards, and didn't give him his right away. And he can't. I remember. The bell rang and I was about to leave. I was just a little late leaving the class. I was getting my shit together. But Eddie just needed to know his grade. He was chasing that motherfucking 2.5 like, GPA.
Eddie, you fucking failed.
She did him a solid. The teacher did him a solid. She was like, so what's my grade? What's my grade? He was like, you get a C, Eddie. And I'm like, I'm like, a fucking C? He better give her a high five and skip the fuck out. No, not Edward.
Good old fire festival blowjob, nigga.
not Edward. He said, "What do you mean a C?"
He was upset.
He was bewildered.
Dumbfounded.
As to why he got a C, and I'm like, this is not the way to say thank you. For the gimme grade.
For the heroics.
She said, "Let me get a C." He said, "A C." She was like, "Yes, Eddie, you said like 90 times." And so you know she was fed up. She's like, "Eddie, you said like 40 times in the presentation." Yo, shout out to Eddie, man. Shout out to you, man. Oh man, that's all love, man. But yeah, Jussie. Jussie Smollett, right? So the nigga, after the beating, he still has the news he eats the sandwich. Because he really needed the meatball sub.
After that ass
beating. Yo, goes up, makes a statement on cue card to describe what happened to him that only he knows about, but he needs notes. But this is what lets me know that Jussie Smollett is completely full of shit. And this is nothing to do with his story or how he's telling this story. It's what he said, to the icing on the cake of how he wanted to portray himself. He said, basically, if I don't want anybody else to know anything, I want them to know this, is that I fought the fuck back. And then he followed up with this statement. And I swear to you not, this is a real statement that came out of his mouth. The mouth of who? The mouth of Jussie Smollett. Empire actor. He said this. And I quote, "I am the gay Tupac." You can't make this up, kids. He said, "I am the gay Tupac."
You cannot tell me.
Gay Pac, if you will.
Gay Pac. Two cocks.
Two cocks, if you must.
You cannot tell me that this is not an episode of Empire. That's all this is.
What? All right. As much as I want to get into the jokes of how funny this is, because, oh my God, I want to talk about how much of an idiot he is and how... Actually, this is very hopeful to his community and our community as well, because he is a black man. So he's hurting two communities at once, the gay community and the black community, and the intersection between those, which are gay blacks. You hurt all of them because I don't know if you just got beat up or you tripped or you fell or whatever, or you just thought this was some ploy to get like for marketing for your album or whatever, your music. But when you make false claims like this, which are now apparently they're saying, like he's officially saying that he made a false police report.
Oh, like he didn't get beat up at all?
I don't know if it was didn't get beat up, but basically his claim, whatever claims he made, were false.
Yeah, like him getting beat up by.
Some aspect of it was false.
I heard they were actually black.
I don't know about that.
I heard that.
I don't know. But they said he made like a false claim, and that's what it is.
Yeah, I see. He will be held accountable if he made false report.
Right. So that's like the hot seat right now. So it's looking like it's pretty likely that he made false claims. So when you do that, you invalid. You, in the eyes of.
Yeah, you can't do that shit, man.
In the eyes of the people who aren't oppressed. Mm-hmm. Let's use an example like white people. You ruin the credibility of every other black person, gay person, or gay black person that makes a claim of I was abused by XYZ because you wanted to fuck around and make false reports. Mm-hmm. You hurt somebody, you take away somebody believing and the next person that feels like they've been oppressed or they've been assaulted or they've been hurt because of who they are, because you set that precedent of, oh, they could be lying because that one kid, Jussie Smollett, lied about it. What's to stop anybody else from lying about getting hurt? Exactly. Just to, you know, for attention or whatever have you.
Yeah.
So if you lie, nigga, boy, you are a piece of shit there.
Yeah.
Honestly.
That's not cool.
Tupac would never.
Tupac would fucking never.
I'll tell you that much.
Smack the shit out of this nigga.
Tupac, yo, back. That nigga said the gay. Because
he fought back.
Tupac, because he. And didn't do a good job.
Because he still got beat up.
You lost your sandwich. You was out $5.
Oh, man.
I think he said the gig. I'm done, man. I don't know.
He said Chicago police super soup called Chicago police soup Eddie Johnson says Jussie Smollett is still being treated as the victim in this case, but if the investigation does reveal he in fact made a false report, he will be held accountable. And I feel like that's what it's looking like is gonna happen.
Too many variables.
The story itself is just weird.
That sounds like a South Park episode. In the middle of Chicago at night, out front of the subway, two MAGA went, like...
I don't know. Hey,
look what we have here.
We'll see. I mean, it's still an ongoing story.
In one of the biggest cities in the country, yeah. A black man.
Well, look what we got here. One of the blackest cities in the country at that. On top of that.
A black queer. Look at what we got here. Like, are you kidding me? Let's rush him and eat his foot long. And they, hold on. Where the fuck did bleach come from?
Yeah, who
and they have a noose and bleach. So they riding around with a noose and bleach.
With noose, bleach, and MAGA hats. And nobody notices them.
Yeah, we make it around Chicago.
I don't know. Scream is out now.
Scream is, whatever that is. I don't know. I don't have any more.
Yeah, I think we're good.
You think we're good?
I think we're good.
I think we're good, too,
honestly. I think I've laughed enough.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had enough.
Episode
52.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ray Lewis. Shout out to the stab wound. Shout out to the DNA on his fingernails, you fucking murderer. You did it. Shoot first. Shoot first, thank God, later.
Shoot first, thank God it wasn't you that got shot later.
Yeah. All right, that's it, guys. That's another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast. You already know this is Big Mike.
LZ.
You know where to find us. You can find us on our personal Twitter accounts and Instagrams at Mike Lowkey, MikeLowKey. And at... Go ahead.
I'll do it. Yeah, at
DJELZEE. You can find our podcast on Twitter at NTS Pod, Instagram at Not That Serious Pod, SoundCloud, iTunes. I literally today just submitted us to Spotify. We'll see how long that takes. See what they say back. Hopefully we get up in there. Submitted to TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, all that stuff. We'll see what happens. But for now, you can find us on SoundCloud, Google Play Podcast, and Apple Podcast. Make sure you shout out to everybody. Shout out to Dalvin. Shout out to Shelby. Shout out to Garden Apple Clothing. Shout out to Dalvin Digital. Shout out to Nadira. Shout out to the Gumbo. Shout out to Adam Big Brit and Twitch. Shout out to Sarcastic Savages, that podcast.
Boxhound Radio.
Shout out to Boxhound Radio. Make sure you listen, rate, subscribe, add a comment, leave a review, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend. We donate on the page, buy some merch, do what you can. We're trying to do bigger and better things. We can't do it without your help. We know and we are thankful for everything y'all do to help us grow. If you listen to one episode and you never listen again, I still thank you. If you listen to us every week, I thank you. If you listen just now for the first time and you want to fuck with it or you'll never fuck with it again, shit, thanks for the one listen, nigga. Rate us 5 stars. Mm-hmm. We appreciate y'all. Thank you for everything. And hopefully we will see you next week.
I won't be here.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we'll see you in another 2 weeks.
Yeah, unless you, trying to figure it out.
Maybe I'll do something dolo. Maybe. You know, who knows? Maybe I'll figure... Who knows? Who knows what may come, you know? I definitely can't do it solo. Maybe I'll have somebody else come on with me and we'll see what happens.
So, next week I will be on the beach.
Yeah.
With a mimosa.
You know what I'm saying? One handful of mimosa, one handful of dick.
On a dick.
On a dick. Flipping it and flapping about. Flipping it and flapping about. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for supporting. We will see y'all next time. Peace.